participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Stay tuned for your chance to win big money by naming the celebrity Burp. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Can't stop the rock. Can't stop the rock.
I'm mad enough to hear with the likes of you people.
At sea, two Tony Award winning ass playwrights, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Ralph.
Ass play. Dan, hi. Thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show. New episode on this
Wednesday,
July 10th.
Right.
And here's your phone number from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636 from Washington, D.C. 202-432-1067. And, there he is to my left and to your right. A bold man, a bulky man, a proud man.
That's right.
A man who was standing on your neck about half an hour ago.
Necrolingus.
That's what he was performing on me. There, of course, is Buzz Track. Hello, Buzz.
You love it. Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Man, oh, man. All I know is that he kept stepping on my lap and saying, announce my name, and he kept saying, hobbledee-ee.
Mention me.
Mention me.
Catchy, ain't it?
Hobbledee-ee. Well, hi, and welcome to the show, everybody. It'll be a big one today, I promise you that.
The dog kissing show is tomorrow.
Yay.
Yeah, now we've got tons of dogs and their owners who are going to French Kiss.
And what we need you to do is call at some point during today's show, 877-365-3636, and tell us about yourself and tell us about your dog.
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow, courtesy of the good people of Cox Cable,
yes,
we're giving away $500 to the best human dog
French kiss.
Now, have you implemented the 30-second minimum that
yes.
that all owners will be required to kiss their dogs, an open-mouth kiss, for 30 seconds at the very least?
And the maximum is 5 minutes.
It's 5 minutes. A 5 minute
yes, must draw the line.
Which really, and we, of course, we do reserve the right to say, all right, that's quite enough.
But the 5 minute will be the maximum.
Yes.
30 seconds the minimum.
And we, you know, we've got a wide variety of dogs. We've got the little dogs. We've got the cockapoos. Now, we've got the Rottweilers.
We had the girl from Philly.
Yes.
Yesterday, who called late in the show and said, right. I'll email you the picture.
Yes.
Right. And?
This is exactly why I said to you, be wary of emails. And who knows, maybe she's a beautiful woman. Her name is Katie. Mm-hmm. She allegedly is coming down tomorrow with her dog. She's going to get her dog topless.
She'll be here.
I mean, she'll be topless, and she'll French kiss her dog topless. Look at the picture, though, the email picture, and tell me if it doesn't look like one of those paste jobs.
Looks like she's like leaning up against. Is she leaning up against a glass door? Is that what that is?
But look at how the head and the breasts don't quite seem to match the body.
Well, I'll have to see that. But she did say, "Why would she send a picture that and then show up and not be that person?"
Wow!
Absolutely, I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. Right. That she's going to show up tomorrow, and she's going to be.
Are there any other pictures? Or is
well, yes, there was.
Save those.
One other one, which also looks slightly augmented, rather pornographic one.
That looks doctored.
I want to believe.
Okay, they both look doctored to me.
Yeah.
But
well, this looks a little more authentic, wouldn't you agree?
No, that's the one where she's standing against the wall is the one
she's
I think.
She's like pressed up against a sliding glass door.
That's the one that looks the fakest. And here's one that I believe Joe just brought in a third picture.
Same lady?
This is of the same lady holding her dog.
I don't believe that's really her dog.
Everybody's lying.
Now, Joe, what do you think of these? You're the guy who downloaded these. You got these sent to your email.
Yes.
What do you think of them?
I think I'd like to meet her.
How are they in color?
I think she's on. I mean, you know, why not? Of course, she's got to come from Philadelphia. So.
Would you eat dog food if she's real?
Oh, no, Mike. No. No, no, no.
No, I'm not going to take that bet either.
Right.
No. All right. Thank you, Joe.
Well, pretty fascinating, these. I'm not going to go either way on this one. The second picture you showed me looks like it's out of a
magazine.
You know, we can call her back.
That's all right, Joe. We'll just see if she shows up today. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Joe's a little hot and bothered.
Yeah. Hello. Wow. Don and Mike, you're on the air. Hello.
Speak to us.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, you're on the air.
This is Brian calling. How you doing?
Hi, Brian. Oh, you're calling for the contest,
yes,
right?
Yes, I am.
And the dog you'd like to French kiss is?
192-pound St. Bernard.
Oh, yeah!
I actually have six of them, but I'm just bringing the biggest one.
Wait a minute. Now I know dogs, and even for a St. Bernard, are you essing me? 192 pounds?
Wow.
Do you have... Let me tell you. You know my white dog? You've seen Oscar, right? My Great
sure.
Pyrenees?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Oscar weighs 110 pounds.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing that dog weighs more than Buzz. How much do you weigh, really, Buzz?
Right now, I weigh about 170, 175. Right in
the dog weighs more than Buzz.
Yeah. Yeah. Weighs more than me. Why 185.
Wow, that's a behemoth. That's like an unbelievably large St. Bernard, right?
Yeah, he's huge. I mean, his dad was 208 pounds.
And that'll be the large, sloppy kiss.
I'm bringing a big bucket of water so that when I have to kiss him, you'll see the real drool factor going on.
the big tongue, all of the goo coming out of the mouth.
You know, there are two types of dog. They're kind of related. St. Bernards and Newfoundlands.
Yeah,
Newfoundlands are like the all-black version of a St. Bernard. And I heard one breeder say, if you want to get a Newfoundland, if you want to own this dog, be prepared to paint your walls like every single year.
Yeah.
And don't buy wallpaper, because the dogs, every time they shake their head, the drool and the smegma that comes out of their mouth.
You don't understand what these dogs have done to my mom's house.
I mean, I bet they destroy it, right? The walls, and it goes 10, 15 feet up the wall, right?
Can't even go up in the backyard.
The wall has to look like, remember the last house we lived in when Frida?
Oh, right.
I had my spot in the basement.
Oh. Yeah. Yes.
Where I would watch porno.
Yeah.
And when we moved, when they moved the television out of the way, all these stains on the wall.
Oh, God.
All these stains. And she was standing down in the basement with movers.
Well, you blew your nose, too, right?
And they were trying to... Oh, no, that's different.
That's the treadmill, right?
That's the treadmill.
Next to the treadmill.
The new people didn't have to spackle.
Right.
And she was standing down there with the moving guys and trying to figure out why, just to the left of the television, there were all these stains on the wall.
Back into the left.
And the deal is, yeah, what I would do is I would sit legs akimbo in front of the television.
Don't want
to
know this.
Just to the left of the TV.
Sure.
Just, of course, I mean, you don't want to hit the TV.
Right, exactly.
And what I would do is you just leave it on the wall. Because it was the basement.
Oh, God.
It was the basement. It was
pretty nasty.
It was my spot.
Pretty evil.
My special spot. But a dog doing that thing with a...
Yeah, I heard that one time.
It's got to be worse.
We're going to be doing that in the studio, so we might want to get some tarps or something like that.
Yeah, we're going to have to really have tarps up there. when they shake,
I'm not paying
for
any damage. It's your contest.
All right, my friend. Forewarned. Hold on a second, please. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
This is Terry. You told me to come in on Wednesday for Poison to show my dress to win some tickets.
Oh, yeah, they're not coming until Friday. Are you here, though?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, come on up and show us your breasts. We'll give you tickets.
Well, can I come in again Friday and see Brett?
Yeah, but...
Well, we'll actually consider this an audition.
Oh, okay.
Where are you right now? In the parking lot?
Yeah.
Well, come on in. Come on up.
Where do I come around the front door?
Come around the front door.
The front door.
And when you get to the front door, you have to pull it open.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, all right, see you in a minute.
Or the back door, I don't care.
Well, now that's just your preference,
Buzz.
Oh,
that's right.
There you go again with anal play.
Yeah, he likes the AP.
Ass play.
Ass play.
Jack Cassidy's ass play.
Hello, this is Jack Cassidy. I'd love to talk about ass play.
Yeah, the guys from Poison are coming in on Friday. They're going to be doing, I guess they're not bringing their amps. I guess it's going to be like acoustic Poison Unplugged.
Cool. What are their big hits?
On Skinny Bop.
Mm. On Skinny Bop, 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 Bop.
Every rose has its thorn. They got the Talk Dirty to Me.
Yeah.
Okay. That's another one I like. They got a million of them.
Might go pick up the greatest hits CD. They would have one of those, would they?
You don't need to pick it up, Mike. It's in the studio right here.
Oh, really?
Right in front of you.
Because I went into Kmart the other day, and Kmart's going out of business, and
shocked.
And Kmart's like all depleted.
Yeah.
And so they're depleted in their, you know, they don't have any foodstuffs. They don't have any towels. They're just, everything's on sale, and their record collection was very depleted also. So all I got was an album with Like Your Mama Don't Dance on it. Their remake of that song. And there's Every Rose Has Its Thorn, and then there was one other one that I listened to.
They had four or five hits. But anyway, they'll be here Friday.
Good.
And I think when they come in on Friday, they're going to encourage as many girls as possible. The deal with Brett Michaels was as many girls as possible to want to come in the studio and party with them.
Right.
They can do so if they take their tops off.
Absolutely. Come on in here. And they're back from an era of bands where bands got girls by having their hair look like girls.
And there you go, Mike. Here's the album.
There it is.
Actually, it's not the greatest hits. This is Flesh and Blood.
Flesh and Blood. It's a
Poison.
There's only one place for me, do you? Oh, there's
now
only one
place
hit. For me.
Now we know the hit. There they are.
The robot.
You remember.
La, 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 la.
There he is.
Was that on Skinny Bop?
That's Brett Michaels. Now, here is Every Rose Has a Thorn.
There's only one place for me, dear you. Oh, there's only one place for me, oh, dear you. A tide of robot.
And the one that I like the best, Talk Dirty to Me.
Oh, great song.
South of the border, down Mexico way. Well, that's where the Sergeant I came out to play. Well, that's where I found her. That's where she'll stay. Well, south of the border, down Mexico way. And she said it right with Bimanyana.
Is that a new one of him?
La, 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 la. And she said it right with Bimanyana.
It's a deep track, Mike.
La, 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 la.
Yeah. It's one we've never heard before.
He's more.
This is one we've never heard before.
That's a word.
Been working on the railroad all the long day. Oh, I've been working on the railroad just to pass the time away. Don't you hear the whistle blow and rise up so early in the morning? Oh, don't you hear the whistle blow and oh, Dinah won't blow your horn? Oh, Dinah won't you blow? Oh, Dinah won't you blow? Oh, Dinah won't you blow your horn? Oh, Dinah won't you blow?
Enough, enough. There is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Poison.
Brett Michaels. Brett Michaels.
Is that Brett Michaels singing the lead?
Yes. And Cece DeVille, I believe. Here now is the woman.
She's an enormous Poison fan.
And she looks like a Poison fan.
She looks like she's right out of that that era, that Poison era. Absolutely.
Tall woman.
Has the tattoo
big blonde
happening.
Hair.
She got of, the frilly lace over denim. It's
platinum blonde hair, the Cece DeVille hair.
Got the ankle bracelet here. Got the. You even have lace on your purse. You've definitely got a look.
Right? What's your name, honey?
Carrie.
And you are a giant Poison fan?
Giant.
Okay, well, let's see your goods,
right.
And we will give you
Poison tickets.
Front row seats for Poison. Front row.
Yes, front row, absolutely.
I'm so nervous.
There's no need to be nervous. We are all friends here, and I realize the studio is just a tad chilly.
But it always is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, calm down.
Here you go now.
And we actually, if you get the microphone down there, we might hear the zipper.
It's a very intricate system.
Yeah, let's listen to the
clips.
Oh, clips. Right, she's unclipping now. She's got a Poison necklace on, and she is revealing at this point.
Goddamn, she's tattooed.
She's got lots of tattoos, and she's got a lovely red brassiere on, which is just delightful.
Okay,
now, have you been with any members of Poison?
Been with? No.
No, you haven't, but you'd like to.
Well, I'm happily married.
Oh, you're happily married.
I see. Now, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to take that top off.
Yes.
Having scissors?
Pardon me?
Scissors?
We need
scissors.
Yeah, I'm sure we have some scissors around.
Find some scissors.
But now, why scissors?
You're that way.
What's that?
It's
easier just to. Oh wow.
Because it's a little small and
the bra is small. You mean
that? Bothering me, and I want it off, and I'm going to throw it away.
Oh, you're going to throw it off? All right, good for you. All right.
Here we go. Now,
Rob, would you like to do the honors?
No, thanks.
All right, she's taking the scissors. Let's listen.
Oh.
Be careful! Don't hurt yourself.
Got myself.
Don't do that. Oh, she just cut it. She just cut the bra. Uh-huh.
And
there they are.
Are they marvelous?
There they are. They're marvelous. They're beautifully unconfined now. You're much more comfortable, aren't you?
Beautiful. And real nice areolas. And
yes.
Big, gigantic nipples.
And a lovely, is that like a rose bush around your left nipple there?
Yeah.
That is something else. Wow.
That was 2 weeks ago.
Had that done 2 weeks ago.
There you go. Just ease on out of that shirt all the way.
Every rose has its thorn. Yes. And would that be the significance of the tattoo? Every rose has its thorn.
Yeah, now she can breathe. Now that pesky bra has been cut away.
Yes, wonderful.
I've got a big one on my back, too.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, really? With roses?
Yeah.
Is that your favorite Poison song?
Every rose has too many.
Really?
Yeah.
What would be your all-time favorite Poison song?
And that's the look, incidentally, when you go to the Poison concert. That is the way you ought to wear that denim vest.
Uh-huh. Yes. Just so you can see, like, a little of your areola.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's the way I would go.
No, don't put it back up.
No, just to that point. Yeah, that's a good look.
Don't be ashamed.
That's a good look.
Oh, yeah, I'm stuck in the 80s. I'm proud of it.
That's good. Good for you. It was, you know what, as Don and I have mentioned many, many times, probably the greatest decade for music ever in history.
Especially with the tight spandex and the long hair.
That's the 70s is the greatest.
Absolutely, Don. I couldn't agree more. And the 30s, Rob. Thank you.
Well, you, darling, for showing us your breasts, we will get you into the show.
Great.
We'll see about getting you backstage pass, get your front row seats, and come back Friday and meet the guys.
Right.
I'm sure they would love to see you. That's wonderful. Did you bring presents for them?
Oh, I brought some Diet Cherry Coke. Strawberry pie.
Strawberry pie.
Strawberry pie. Diet Cherry Coke and strawberry pie.
Diet Cherry Coke, which was a staple of the 80s.
I like Diet Cherry Coke.
Well, that's when you discovered Diet Cherry Coke, right, in the 80s?
You know what? You're right.
And nothing goes better with strawberry pie than Diet Cherry Coke.
Well, I know you like the Diet Cherry Coke.
Yes, I do.
Isn't that wonderful? You know, and that's really, that was, that bit that we used to do about you pursuing Diet Cherry Coke was an 80s bit, I believe.
And now it is found in stores throughout America.
Thanks
to you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
There was, at one point, really, no lie, the people at Coca-Cola, because I liked Cherry Coke, but when we went to Minneapolis, I remember exactly where it was. I went into a convenience store in Minneapolis in 1989 with Mike, and I saw a Diet Cherry Coke. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, my God, I open that baby up, I drink it, and it's like nothing I've ever had before. I came back, and I said, how come I can't find Diet Cherry Coke in the Mid-Atlantic region?
Right.
And one day, the good people at Coca-Cola...
Yes.
This is maybe one of the greatest days of my life. Yeah. I'm not kidding you. They pulled up a truck to the radio station.
Uh-huh. Right.
And they unloaded...
It was enough to fill the entire office.
We had... They came in the boxes, the 12 cans in a box.
Right.
They must have brought 500 of those little mini cases of Diet Cherry Coke.
You know, I used to mock you for your pursuit of this beverage, and I feel the same way about Diet Cool Nest Tea, and I was talking about that on my birthday show, and the guy, it might be the same guy, because it's from Coca-Cola.
Ah.
Lisa dropped this off, and did you see in the producer's office that there is a stack now up to the ceiling of Diet Cool Nest Tea, which is another product that's hard to find, and it's, I think that's Dave from Coca-Cola who did that, and I wanted to, since we're talking about this, I wanted to thank
you. So we don't get many perks on this show, but that's one of the perks that we get is soda pop.
We are pretty simple idiots to please, aren't we? I mean, there's really not a lot to us. There's no doubt about that.
Well, thank you for showing us your breasts.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And thank you for the...
What did you say your name was? Cherry?
Yeah.
Cherry.
Cherry.
Thank you, Cherry.
Diet Cherry.
Would you eat that pie?
It's strawberry, but yes.
Would you eat it?
Sure.
Would you eat it topless? just for fun?
Just for, you know, snicks?
I will take your top bag off again.
And then just have a little piece of pie.
Eat the pie.
Are you guys going
to
have some?
Rob will.
No, I couldn't.
Rob, you're not going to have any pie?
I could have a little pie.
Buzz,
come on over and have some pie.
Buzz will always eat pie.
Why, thank you.
Buzz,
would you feed Cherry some pie?
Yeah, absolutely.
If necessary,
oh, look
sure.
at that. It looks like a cherry kind of... Well, it's a strawberry pie. That's right. Cherry is going to eat the strawberry pie. What kind of pie is it? What's that, Cherry?
I don't like cherries.
You don't like cherries?
I don't like cherries. Well, Buzz will eat the cherries.
For real.
Why did you choose Cherry for a name if you don't like cherries?
Well, it wouldn't have been her choosing, Buzz.
Well, it would be her mom and dad.
Oh, I see. But
banana,
I thought,
banana and arugula.
Thought her had one of those made-up names.
And I was the back door.
Ah.
Down there.
Ah, you did?
I know.
You used the back door, Cherry?
Darn.
No.
Go as far as you like. So, take your shirt off again, if you don't mind, please. And just get totally topless. And then...
Buzz will feed you some strawberry pie, a la, you know, like at a wedding, the way you would feed somebody cake.
Right, Buzz. Well, you scoop it out with your hand.
A handful, right.
And then maybe if you don't mind,
okay.
Maybe we can rub a little of the pie... on your chest area, and Buzz could eat some of the pie off that.
Is that possible, Cherry? Would that be possible? Your husband would like that. Okay, so he'll simply feed you the pie. Oh, Buzz.
There you go. Buzz is now feeding pie.
Try to zero in and stuff with those shaking hands.
There you go. And, delicious. Now, Buzz, a bite for you.
For a strawberry? All right.
Now a bite for you, Buzz. There you go. Now.
Buzz is just so glad to be alive.
It's very tasty.
Oh, look at that. Oh, dear. I think some cake just fell into the cleaver.
Every day is a party. For me.
Oh, did you get some pie in the cleavage? How is it, Cherry?
Everything's fine.
Cherry, would you lick Buzz's fingers though?
Very
I don't think your husband would get mad at that. Would you lick Buzz's fingers clean? She's now feeding Buzz the strawberry.
Thank you. I had a strawberry there. And here's a little icing whipped cream. There you go. Enjoy.
Eating out of Buzz's hand.
What a wonderful opening to the show.
And now, hold on.
What a delightful
don't wash.
Surprise.
Cherry, would you lick Buzz's fingers clean?
She still has a mouthful, Don.
Still getting it. Hold on, Cherry. Cherry's finishing her strawberry. They're very, very, very good.
And she's topless, incidentally, guys.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. Oh, wonderful.
Buzz, one more. We got to get the microphone here so we can actually hear her sucking your fingers.
Right. One more finger
by the mic.
One more finger. Separate the fingers.
This one.
Buzz.
There you go. And one.
Oh, yeah.
Microphone.
Oh, very lovely. Cherry, what a wonderful, wonderful visit.
Thought that there'd be icing everywhere.
What a lovely, lovely surprise.
Very nice.
Having you come by like that.
Great way to start the show.
Absolutely, and we hope you thoroughly enjoy your poison experience, and we look forward to seeing you back on Friday.
Friday.
When the boys from the band are here.
See you then. Wow.
Oh, look, she gets practically... you get a little twinge there, huh, when I mention the boys from the band, huh?
Bring another pie. Yeah. When the boys are here.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It'll be fantastic.
Bring a pie for the boys.
A pie for Brett.
That's delightful. Okay. A pie. Bring Brett a pie. I think Brett probably enjoys pie. Yes, Rob, hair. There, you wanted it. There, you got it.
What, hair pie?
Chocolate pie?
I had chocolate, but I forgot that.
Yeah. Chocolate pie a mile wide. Well, it was a pleasure meeting you. Enjoy your time at the Poison Concert.
Oh, very nice meeting you. Thank you for coming in.
Friday.
Oh, very good.
See you Friday.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Thanks for
sharing, Bob.
Here's to the 80s. All right.
Love you. Thank you.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah. You can leave that here.
Yeah,
leave we ought to make this like you know, like that Hogs and Heifers place up in New York where they have the brassieres.
Just hang them on the wall.
That could be a new tradition.
Yeah, should be.
There's nobody using this studio that's going to complain about that. How's it smell? How's the brassiere smell?
Like girl.
Like cherry. Really?
Don't you think we should maybe start a tradition of hanging bras from the rafters?
Sure.
I think you should hang it from the lights up there.
Smells like girl.
Yeah, smells like a gift shop.
Like it's better than like a BO smell.
There's not no. It smells like you'd get in one of those little gifty candle stores.
Like a boutique.
Yes. Yeah. It smells like Bed Bath and Beyond.
Ah, well,
yes, it
very
does.
Nice.
No, I mean it's a delightful smell.
It doesn't have the smell of
Rob.
Like,
what do you think about
body cheese?
I like hanging on the AM off light.
I think
up there, don't you?
The light that tells us the AM station is off the air.
Only when the AM station is off the air, though.
Can you make it, Mike?
Hold on a second.
Hook the cup over.
Here we go.
Uh-oh.
No, now
the light. And the light just went on.
I believe that's Wendell funning you.
There you go. All right. Very nice.
So we find different. You know, at a certain point, we can hang them all over the track lighting.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Not a fire hazard.
So any of the ladies that are going to participate in the French kissing their dog contest should plan to bring brassieres down if they're going to do it topless.
And you got to leave them.
You got to leave your brassieres.
You got to leave your bras.
What a great new tradition.
Brilliant.
I mean, it's been done in bars all over the country.
We did it.
Yeah, we do it here. Yeah.
Let me make sure we're not breaking any Viacom sexual rules
here. I'm sure we are.
Because I have in my hand the new Viacom business conduct statement.
The manual.
Yeah, the manual. Oh, and, you know, Buzz mentioned this on the news yesterday that Eddie Van Halen and Valerie Bertinelli are getting divorced.
Yeah. 21 years of marriage.
Yeah, right. And this now, to me, is great news because that means, as far as I'm concerned, my wife and I, we have our 21st anniversary coming up next month.
Right.
We have the longest running celebrity, and I use that word very loosely in my case.
Yes.
Celebrity marriage around that time because when we got married.
Right.
Two other couples got married at approximately the same time.
Okay.
Eddie Van Halen.
Right.
And Valerie Bertinelli.
Right.
And Princess Di and what's his name with the big ears?
Charles.
Yeah. And obviously, that marriage is over.
Well, marriage was over very quickly.
It was over before she was dead.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now Valerie Bertinelli is leaving Eddie Van Halen just like a month before their anniversary.
Right.
So last night we had a little toast to the fact that we've outlasted both the Van Halens and
through the ups
Lady Di.
And through the downs and you know, persevered. And, you know, I know I admire that. I envy and admire that you two have been able to hang in there through some tough times, through two marriages of my own.
We had
which is really something.
We had a couple of the neighbors come down last night.
You know, I could get married again and do it for 7 years and not approach the amount of, you know, and just approach the amount of time you're coming up to with one woman right now. Isn't that something?
We had the neighbors come by last night, and it's one of those deals. I got to get out of this habit of just hating people.
It's one of your most endearing qualities, though.
Because what I'm doing is I'm upstairs reading a book.
Right.
It's not only the book I'm reading right now, Bob Knight, My Story.
The new one.
It's Bobby Knight's version of everything bad that's happened to him.
Okay. I don't know why a man would hate people would read a book like that.
So I'm just upstairs reading the book, and Frida comes up and she says, the neighbors are coming down to have a glass of wine.
Right.
And right away I went, oh, Christ. And she went, now why are you opposed to having the neighbors come down just to have a glass of wine? I said, we've been with people nonstop for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We were on vacation with virtually your entire family living with us.
Sure.
We had all of the family outings. We had all of the stuff. I like the time alone. So my wife says to me, okay, well, I tell you what, when they come over, if you want, you can hide upstairs, and I'll tell them that you're sleeping. And, you know, she knows that she says that to me, and I can't do that.
Yeah, you'll hear the commotion downstairs, and you'll feel like an a-hole.
I can't do that. So I come downstairs, and I come down with a less-than-stellar attitude, which is certainly no reflection on our neighbors.
Did you come downstairs when the neighbors arrived?
I was on the computer.
Right.
And the doorbell rang, and I, you know, yelled at my kid. I said, answer the door. Now, I could have gotten up to go to the door, but
right.
For whatever reason, I was.
You're not feeling social.
No, and I was not. I was looking at some stupid site that Rob had turned me on to.
Right.
It was a site that I didn't even really want to go to.
I was, White Power?
I was just at the computer.
I know what it is.
Wasting time. You know what it was.
Time.
And I downloaded the video, incidentally.
Isn't it great?
Yeah, it's funny.
I know the site you're talking
it's
about.
Funny. So they come in, and as Bart ushers them to the deck, Frida's already on the deck, and I say to them, I'll be out there in a second. Mm-hmm. And they're sitting at the computer, just like an angry cuss. And I'm just looking at this site, and I'm downloading this video, and I'm like, I'm just saying to myself, I'm actually muttering out loud. Now, I don't know what the hell is wrong with me. Why do people want to come and talk? I don't like to talk to people.
Puzzle, puzzle.
I just like to be left alone. Mm-hmm. Why do people insist on coming down? So anyway.
Yet you talk for a living. Therein lies the total irony.
I go out, and as it turns out, I can't stop talking. Once these people come over.
You're enjoying it.
I can't stop talking. Huh. And before you know it, they come over at 6:30.
Right.
It's 10 o'clock.
There you go.
And the guy, they've paired off. My wife is talking to his wife, and I'm talking to him.
Right.
And he's asked me questions about radio.
Right.
And because I'm so into talking about our situation.
Right, right. It's a lot easier now.
What I've done is I've spent roughly 3 hours just telling this guy our entire story.
I'm good for one, like, every gathering of people. I'm good for one. I'm not good about, like, if there's a large group of people doubling up. Like, once I get done with the whole story, I kind of tire of telling it to somebody else.
Well, he was fresh meat. He was someone.
Yes, if he's a solo, you can really, I mean, it's a quiet house. You can sit there and you can really, tell him all the details.
He had never heard the story before, and I realized how incredibly rude I was. Mm-hmm. That, first of all, they had no idea that I didn't want them to come down.
Right.
And then, because they're really nice people. And they arrived, and
you serve snacks?
We started talking and having a nice time. Here's where I really got rude. I realized at about 9 o'clock that I hadn't had dinner yet.
Okay, so the food doesn't. You see, it's weird.
So while I am talking to him, I go to the refrigerator and I get out a steak. One steak.
Oh, man.
One.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it's food.
I go to the grill, I turn on the propane, and he comes out and he's looking at my grill and he's like, wow, that's a nice grill.
Did you have other steaks in the refrigerator?
Yes, and it never even enters my mind.
Oh my God.
It never enters my mind to say to this guy, are you hungry?
Would you like a steak?
Would you like?
I'm going to enjoy a nice, thick, juicy steak. Would you like one?
Would you like something to eat? So I say to him, as I am turning the steak over, I said, gee, I hope you don't mind, but, you know, I hadn't had my dinner yet, and you guys, you've had such a good time. The time has flown by. It's 9 o'clock.
Which time did they come down, exactly?
At 10 till 7.
10 till 7.
And
outside chance that they've had their dinner.
At 10 after 9, I fired up my steak.
Did he indicate that he had had dinner?
He did not.
Very polite.
He did not. So what I did was I got my steak and then got, you know, a little cheese to go on the side, made a little salad, and I sat at the kitchen table. And
you ate salad and steak while he was sitting there?
Yes. The guy.
Where's your wife during all this? She's
out on the front porch.
She didn't pipe up, so she's not even witnessing any of this.
She comes, and she was pissed.
She's going to give it to you with both barrels.
At any point did the guest say, boy, that sure looks good. smells good, too.
Do you think he might have wanted, based on his body language, because you can always tell, if the eyes go to the steak quite often, it means that he's probably hungry. And any man, even if he'd had dinner at, say, 6 o'clock.
I know, by 9 o'clock,
would have read it,
you're ready
o'clock,
for a steak.
We're ready for a second meal.
I realize, I'm telling you here, I'm admitting that I'm a jerk. I'm a horrible human being.
It's a nice grill.
Because
so your wife came in when you were finished or when you were halfway through the steak?
Here's the deal. They come in the front door at 10 o'clock, and he and I are still sitting at the kitchen table.
Right.
And we're discussing, like, the similarities between... I think he's either in investment banking or computers.
Yeah, but you really didn't pay
for something. I really...
You didn't pay attention to what
I
he
really
did.
Don't know what he does.
He didn't listen.
I'm not a good listener. I mean, I tried to relate it to his field, whatever it is.
Well, there's food to cook.
And when I was telling him, like, about how... and I think I can say this without being in violation of agreement, how unhappy we are working for our current employers.
Right.
I would like throw the ball to him. I would say, and I'm sure it must be the same in your field.
Right.
Keeping in mind that I'm really not sure exactly what the guy does for a living.
Sure. He might have explained it to you.
Oh, I'm sure he has. It's not the first time he's been down to the house.
There you go. Yeah, but you don't need to remember that.
So I'm eating, and at 10 o'clock they come through the front door, my wife and his wife, and the first thing Frida does is she comes over and she says, "Oh my God, what are you doing?" And I said, "We're sitting here talking." I said, "Look, I didn't even want these guys to come down tonight." I said this in front of them.
Oh,
I
no.
said, "I didn't even want these guys to come down tonight, but I've had a great time." And now, dude, no booze.
Right.
I had no wine, no vodka, no nothing.
What'd you wash the steak down with?
A Diet Cherry Coke. And I realized...
Were you chewing? Were you talking with your mouth full?
Yes. I realized I didn't even offer him a beverage. He brought his own bottle of wine.
Oh, that's right. So he was drinking.
Yeah, so he had a bottle of wine, and every once in a while he'd pour himself a glass. Frida came through the kitchen area, and she said, "Oh my, it's 10 o'clock." I didn't realize, and she stood there, and she went, "Oh my God." She said, "You are incredible." Now, in front of the other people, she said this to me, and I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "Did you sit there and eat in front of him?" And I said, "Yeah, I didn't have my dinner." And Frida said, "Well, I haven't had my dinner either." She said, "Did you cook dinner for me?" And I said, "No, I cooked dinner for myself."
Right.
And now is when it gets awkward, because now it's the four.
Now, is Frida mentioning them at all for dinner?
No, we're all standing there, and Frida says, in front of them, she says, "I can't believe what a dick you are." And I said, "Oh, come on, honey, we've had a great time tonight." She says, "I can't believe what a dick you are. People come down to the house, we're having a good time, we're having conversation." And then she starts giving me the third degree in front of them. She says, "When did you decide you were hungry?" I said, "Keith, when was it? 9 o'clock? And he says, 9:10.
Not that he noticed.
Which let me know that he was watching the clock.
And wanted a steak.
9:10. Frida says, "So what did you do?" I said, "I went to the refrigerator. I got the steak out."
Right.
Keith and I went out to the grill. I grilled the steak, made a little salad, came in, sat down, ate, and we talked. And she said, "You dick." And she said, "Did it ever occur to you to ask our guests if they were hungry, or to ask me, your wife, if I was hungry?" And the answer I gave was, I said, "No."
No, it didn't.
It never.
Did you ever get the question answered as to whether they'd had dinner?
No.
Really?
No.
Wow.
I did not get the
so
question
they didn't
answered.
Pipe up and say, "We haven't eaten," or was there a lot of "Don't worry about it" or anything?
No, they didn't say anything while this was going on.
They hadn't eaten.
They just
very polite.
Just kind of
they
sat.
Probably like got in the car and went out to McDonald's or something.
They just kind of sat there, and meanwhile I'm looking at the plate, which has got like the remnants of the steak bone and a little bit of the salad food stuff still on the
sure.
side of the plate, and
just delightfully eaten.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell it was a meal I really enjoyed. And
talking to him,
he said, "Well, we better get going." And I stood up and I pulled him and said, "Hey, great night, you know." And he said, "It was a great night, but I realized after my wife called me a dick in front of them that maybe it wasn't such a great night for him."
You enjoyed just having them around and something to do while you're eating your food. Beats the TV sometimes, you know, a little live conversation. That's why people go out to dinner.
So anyway, I apologize. I just wanted to apologize to our neighbors.
Conversation and eating without having that, you know, that trouble of worrying about what they're going to enjoy.
Last time he brought wine, maybe next time he'll bring steak.
Yeah, bring your own food.
You ought to send him over a tenderloin.
And he did mention...
Oh, be a funny move.
One thing he did mention, though, on the way out was that when Frieda and Bart were on their college tour...
Yes.
They're one of the couples that called me up and asked me to come to dinner at their house.
Uh-huh.
And you know, I was in the whole thing that Frieda was
and
like...
you repay the favor by eating in front of him.
Yes. But it was only one quarter of the cleanup.
Right, right.
As opposed to four of us had eaten.
And yeah. Frieda was hungry, so Frieda hadn't had dinner either.
Frieda had not had dinner. So when they left, as you know, they walked away, they just lived four or five houses away.
Right.
She started going through the refrigerator and again was just telling me what a dick I am. I can't believe, she said, so how did you do this? I said, I went to the refrigerator, got the steak, and I said, hey, you want to see my new grill?
And he
said, yeah.
Did you get a new grill?
Yeah, I got a new grill.
One of those stainless steel numbers?
I got, you know, there's not much that I get excited about, but I get excited about a grill.
Oh, man, let me tell you something. You know what? In during the separation, one of the things on my list that I got to keep, my grill.
Good for you.
There yeah,
you
it's an outstanding grill.
Yeah, thank you, Rob.
And I was showing him all the bells and whistles. It's got the rotisserie thing on it, and it's got, you know, it's just beautiful. And I'm realizing when I'm retelling the story to Frieda that, yeah, what a jerk-off I was. Mm-hmm. That, and I went back to the refrigerator. There's like five steaks in there.
There you go. Did you cook one for your wife after they left?
I did not.
No.
I did not.
She probably wasn't hungry.
She cooked her own dinner.
Oh, she did.
She cooked her own.
Did you go right to bed?
Yes, I did.
There you go.
Yes, I did. Went right upstairs.
Nighty night.
Time to watch the 10 o'clock news.
Good night.
Good night, honey. Last thing I heard before I went to bed, good night, dickhead. good night, dickhead. So I just want to apologize to my neighbors.
You'll make this right somehow, I'm sure.
Well, I mean, it sounds like they might have had a pretty good time.
Oh, I think...
But I mean, I know that if you're sitting there and you watch somebody else eat and you're even the slightest bit hungry, it makes it all the worse. Because you're staring at the food as they're eating and you're just, boy,
hungry.
And you don't want to be rude. Could I have one? You know, steak is not something, you know, it's not like a chip.
I know.
It's like, could you pass the breadsticks, please? You know, it's a steak. Is like, could I have one?
It's not a finger food.
Yeah, because you have to prepare it as well.
Yeah. And I put sauce on it, too.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Nice big bunch of sauce on the meat.
Yeah.
And he sat there drinking his wine, probably stomach going.
And I noticed on more than one occasion, he was doing that thing where he was stifling back a yawn.
Yeah.
Where he was acting like he was coughing.
Because he was probably pretending to be tired so he could get out of the house and get something.
Either that or it was low blood sugar.
Maybe. I can only imagine what they were saying about me when they were walking away. They're like, bye.
Take care, you wild animal.
Bye bye.
Maybe he wasn't yawning. Maybe he was asking you to put food in his mouth. Just letting his mouth hang open. Feed me, Seymour.
I did notice, though, that as the night went on, the invitations to do stuff, just him and I,
mm-hmm.
they decreased as the night went on.
We should really be going. We should, you know, you and I should get together sometime in the future.
You know, because when they first came over, he keeps saying to me, we should go out and play golf together sometime.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any friends where, you know, where you always say, hey, we should get together, and it's never sincere? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where
kind
of people, like, that's the way I am with my lawyer. Like, when I went through the separation agreement,
right.
You know, it was always like, you know what, we should really fly down to and do that. You know, it's meaningless. We've never done that.
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't happen. Yeah. The only time we get together is when I'm paying money.
We have lots of people like that. These people are not like that. But I thought, again, just what a rude, just the hateful dick I am.
Was your wife legitimately pissed?
Yeah, oh, she was more than pissed. She said, you embarrassed me.
Right.
She said, you embarrassed me in front of the neighbors.
Right.
In front of a reporter.
Right. Yeah, he embarrassed me in front of a reporter.
Well, I mean, it was a spur-of-the-moment thing, though, right?
Yeah.
When did you find out you were going to have company?
When I believe, and this part is murky, either they invited themselves down.
And yeah, now see, now your wife's going to get angry at that.
Or...
Unless you know that that's... Now, I'm just going to give you some advice. Unless you know... Where's your wife? Is your wife out of town or something?
No, she's...
She out of earshot today?
Yeah, she's...
You wouldn't say that otherwise. Like they invited themselves out.
Well, I think it's one of those
deals... So you're making it worse now.
I think it was one of those deals where... I mean... And I don't mean this badly about these people. I'm not this type of person. But all of the people on our street, not only these people, but all of the people are a friendly sort where they will say, hi, what are you doing? we're thinking about coming down with a bottle of wine.
Right, right.
So it's not
out okay, of the, that's really not inviting themselves.
It's not out of the question that they kind of invited themselves.
Okay, all right. So it's so it could have happened.
It could have happened, or it certainly could have been that my wife just said, you know, because she apparently is not happy with just having me as her soulmate,
mm-hmm.
that she said we need more people involved.
Yeah, sometimes you have to, you know, you want to have a little interaction.
Absolutely.
Have socialize interaction.
Socialize.
Absolutely.
So that was my night last night. And I'm really, you know, Keith, if you're listening, man, I'm sorry about the food.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry about the food.
Send him some steaks. That's the way to make that right. You know, send them some, like, they have the gift boxes. You know, you can send them those real. Send them some of those Omaha steaks, those overpriced ones.
You know, I wish I knew his last name.
Richard.
I'd call Moon? Up right now. Call right now.
Yes. See. You win, Rob. That was right to the absolutely to Everest. You planted the flag on Everest. There is no beating that, Keith.
Partridge?
No. You know, Keith Richards.
Keith Richards.
How do you get better than
he's
how do you
the
get
son of a beach?
Hi. Welcome to our
hold
show.
On, hold on.
Hey, this is Keith. Yeah, the Richards. Sedona Mike.
Yeah.
So, unquestionably,
winner.
There is no. I mean, that's the funniest Keith, like with distance between all the other Keiths.
That's the winner.
Unless it was the last name, and of course it could be Bryant.
and then you're king of the Keiths. Because there's no one else with the last name of Keith.
Exactly.
Let me just call my wife and see if she'll tell me what their last name is.
So these are new neighbors?
Yeah. They moved in when other neighbors moved out. Obviously.
Yes, that would happen. Yeah, that's the way it goes normally.
Yes. See, these two neighbors, they moved out, uh-huh. right? And other neighbors moved in.
The house was empty.
Duh.
Hi, if I haven't answered this phone, you can try me at home.
No, I know she's not at home. All right, well, I'm going to guess at what their name is and try to find a phone number.
For argument, why don't we just call them Steak?
Keith Steak.
Keith Steak.
Keith Steak.
Listen, be the 100th caller now.
I'll try to find their phone number during the break and call and see if they were truly offended by the fact that I didn't offer them food.
That's a wonderful idea. Well, they'll never admit to it.
877-365-3636. Well, maybe they will. In this environment, on the radio, maybe they will.
Yeah, I suppose they might do that.
Be the 100th caller right now, and we'll give you a shot at 100 bucks with the celebrity burp. Number 4, good luck, a dial recklessly.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Newark, New Jersey on our line for Republicans.
Hi, my question is, at what point did you hear, did the power brokers that be in charge of the networks turn the power over to boards of directors? With the exception of, say, Michael Eisner today, you never really hear the name of the person in charge of the network. With few exceptions, like, for example, you have a Michael Eisner in charge of Disney, and you have Mike O'Mara's taint in charge of the Don and Mike Show.
Well, I think the times were different.
The Don and Mike Show. They love to wear it out. Don and Mike.
Oh, you bet your ass. That sounded like Steve Doocy. The guy that was hosting it, but they also...
That was C-SPAN, I think.
People are really making a quest trying to get us on these news shows.
Because C-SPAN's the easiest to get through on.
Oh, sure.
No one ever watches C-SPAN.
I heard one the other day where Mike O'Mara's crack is bigger than the Liberty Bells. Have you heard that one?
No.
Well, that was before you got here yesterday, so we got a call about that.
Do you have that one on tape? I'd love to hear it if you got it. You can find it for me. Tomorrow, the dog kissing contest. You can call the show anytime today at 877-365-3636 to register yourself and your animal for the French kissing contest with the dogs.
Fantastic.
Hey. I guess he didn't have the tape. Did you find it?
It was reported but not taped. Someone called in and said they had heard it, but we didn't have a tape of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think
we're looking for somebody to send it to us. We got a call in the early part of the show before Don got here yesterday.
Okay, so it wasn't a real tape that we had.
We haven't heard it yet. We've only heard about it.
Okay.
No.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Somebody's like dwelling on my
phone. I am caller 100.
Yes, you are. Hi, what's your name?
Scott.
Hi, Scott. Where are you from?
Spokane.
Scott, you won the 7-Eleven prize pack to celebrate 7-Eleven's 75th anniversary.
Hello, Scott.
Hello.
7-Eleven stores will offer the first 1,000 customers a free 7-Eleven ounce Slurpee on Thursday. That's tomorrow, 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven.
Get it? And we thank you, 7-Eleven, great sponsor of the show.
Now, and my daughter Elizabeth's birthday.
Oh, tomorrow?
7-Eleven. Yes.
How old will she be?
She will be 5 years old.
Well, happy birthday.
Two parties for her this week.
Cool.
That's what happens.
Oh, you. You're so mean.
Well, you said it.
So mean.
You said it.
Well, no, not two separate parties. Two parties with all of us together.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes. God, no. Because it's a weekday.
Well, I thought
it's a weekday. We're going.
I thought that's what you meant.
No, no, it's not that way. Okay. It's not like when you think we're like daddy's party, daughter's party. No. It's we're having...
Well,
We're having dinner with her tomorrow, you know, with just the four of us, and then the whole extended family is going to be coming out on Sunday for another birthday party. So technically the day is tomorrow, and then we're having the kind of big party on Sunday.
My mistake. I'm sorry. Well, you can understand why I would...
My other daughter had a birthday, and we had the whole family together, so it was we were able to do that. We're not doing separate birthday parties for the kids. Right. Mine will be bigger. No, it's not like that. Don't worry.
My friend, you're going to play for... Yesterday was $50,000. Today, $40,000.
You're a funny man.
$40,000 with a celebrity burp.
I'll get you anything you want.
You know,
boat.
I was thinking if you were going to have the party, if there were, in fact, separate parties, like a mommy's birthday party, a daddy's birthday party.
Yeah, right.
I've done my part.
Sure.
Uncle Don has bought my part because remember I got you the part of your birthday present was I bought Mike these...
My time with them was Sunday night through Tuesday night, and I forgot to unwrap those and bring those up because those are very cool.
I got there's one real big one that says
Daddy's ice cream.
Daddy's ice cream,
and then
there are two other ones that say
Daughter's ice cream.
Daughter's ice cream.
Daddy's ice cream. Daughter's ice cream.
And with no offense to Laura,
right?
I didn't buy one that says Mommy's ice cream.
Well, it's for Daddy's house, so that's appropriate. And
gotcha.
Funny though.
See, that's why I thought you were having a separate
that's
party.
The way it goes.
All right, $40,000 on the line.
All right.
Okay.
Celebrity burp number four. And perhaps our ticket out of this company if we get a winner here.
Yeah, they'll just put us out on the street.
If we get a $40,000 winner, I guarantee we're fired. Godspeed, please don't answer till Mike sings like.
Sammy Davis Jr. sings Poison.
Here we go.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
That is a strong... Bonafide television star.
I'm skinny, bop, 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 bop. Right on.
Yeah.
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 Woo.
For $40,000, who is it?
Could it be Robert Guillaume?
Robert Guillaume. No.
Oh, we're sorry.
Hey, Benson.
No, but thank you. Don't forget that every guest
is a clue for you.
A clue for you.
Well, Benson, nice burp, Benson.
All right, I got the phone number of the neighbors. They're going to love this.
Tell the neighbors, tell the kids, my oh my.
Yeah, they're my neighbors. I don't care about. The phone rule doesn't apply to my neighbors.
Do they work during the day, both of them, or just one of them?
I don't think she does.
Not your neighborhood. Been a working woman for 50 miles.
Well, it sounds like they're not there anyway.
Shopping.
Yeah, that's it. I got to get their cell.
Hello?
For jewelry.
Oh, Tamara.
Yes.
Hi, it's me. You're on the air. I hope that's okay.
Yes, Don. And this is the first day I've turned in to listen to you guys.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, no, come on. Today's not the first day you've listened.
Well, the last time was April Fool's Day.
Oh, when Frida was on.
Frida was on.
Listen, were you guys pissed that I ate a steak last night and didn't offer you anything?
No, because Frida invited us down.
Oh, all right. Well, then there's the answer to that.
After we had dinner.
Oh, after you'd had dinner.
Ah. Okay.
Oh, so you were full.
So we were full.
Yeah,
and we've been forewarned about your cooking.
What do you mean you'd been forewarned?
Just, you know, eat before you come.
Before you come. All right.
I like that.
Thank you, Tamara.
All right, Don.
See you later.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
I know you're wondering, Mike.
Yeah, I'm giving you a look. You know, I'm asking you. You know what I'm doing.
The answer is yes.
Yeah, right. Good.
Right.
Yeah, could tell.
She's right up at the top of the list.
I think you and I are pretty good at telling after all these years. You can really tell. Mm-hmm. And it's not just, hello, if a woman's hot. I mean, it's just, you know, if you hear the in the voice, you can just hear a certain energy and magnetism.
She's hot, but I don't have a chance.
Like with Cherry.
She's hot, and I know I don't have a chance because I'm a big, fat, lazy slob.
Is he like a runner or a biker?
He's
or something
like that? You know, he's like...
A cyclist.
He's a mountain biker.
Oh, God, so he's like in perfect shape.
And he's like Tony Robbins, except without the gigantic horse teeth.
Right, right.
He's one of those, you know what I mean? He's like, he's a guy who all guys like.
Yeah.
He's not a guy like me, a guy who likes hiding in his house.
Yeah, most of my friends.
And avoiding contact with other people.
Most of my golf buddies now are thinner than I am. And the other day, my good friend, Jimmy, made a fart sound effect when I was teeing off. And you know it's time to lose weight when that happens. You know, when you're standing over your ball and you hear a little snicker, then...
Nah.
Yeah.
He's a good-looking guy. I'm sure Frida would bang him in a heartbeat.
Really?
But I'm pretty sure that I would have to... I mean, it would have to be some kind of date rape drug for me to score with her. I don't think booze would do it.
Who is the celebrity she most resembles since we're on the subject?
Oh, boy.
She just sounds... But she also, you know, not only did she sound good-looking when she was on the phone, she also sounded like exactly what you said. Like, not even a chance.
Yeah, no.
Like, she listens to this show under duress.
Yeah. And I don't think it's the first time she's listened.
Maybe closet listening and then shakes her head and just goes, oh, God.
I'm pretty sure she doesn't like the show.
Right. But, you know, there's certain women that just come across over the phone as being very attractive. And she just, I mean, it was like... Double barrel with her.
She is. Celebrity she most resembles is Cherry. The girl. The girl who came by and licked the pop buzz's fingers.
She's got an 80s haircut.
Yes, she's got an 80s haircut.
Big blonde hair.
No, Cyndi Lauper would
really?
Be the celebrity she most resembles. No, I am kidding. I would say kind of Linda Carter-ish.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. And...
Always, not a hair out of place?
No.
Always dressed to the nines?
Immaculate.
Yeah.
Smells great.
Yeah. Yep.
Big cans.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
Fantastic.
She's listening now.
I know she is.
She's listening to that now.
And I don't believe this is the first time.
Right.
I believe she's listened before, but just hasn't liked it before.
Well, that's what you use your forum, you know, to pass... messages on to your neighbors. You know, now you said she has big cans.
That's nice.
She does. And now she knows you want her.
I think she's known that I've wanted her.
Yes.
Since the first time I met her.
Now, how is her husband an easygoing guy?
Yeah.
All right, so it would be like some of the other husbands in the neighborhood that let you have their wives.
No, I've never had another wife in the neighborhood.
I'm kidding, of course.
But there was the one guy who was mad that I would make no secret about the fact that... I keep in mind...
We don't have to worry about him anymore, though, do we?
No, as a matter of fact...
I think I know more about your neighborhood than you do.
As a matter of fact, these people are living in a house that those people used to live in.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right. They got that house.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a shame that they're living there, but it's a shame that, you know...
I'd bang, I think, on my street, one, two, at least three... Four.
Right.
Five of the wives on my street.
How many houses on your street?
Five.
No, hold on.
Four.
One. Okay, there. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
Mm-hmm.
Eight houses on the street.
Five out of eight, then.
I banged five out of the eight wives.
Really? Six if you count your house.
Yeah, but thank you.
In my old neighborhood, there was only one. Only one.
Who you'd bang?
Yeah.
And you would bang her.
Oh, the world would.
Okay, all right.
I mean, incredible.
Hello, Don and Mike
the
show.
The county would.
Hello.
Hey, Don, it's David from Fredericksburg.
Hi there.
Hey, the simple answer is obviously swapping, getting into a...
No, the deal
have
is
a key party.
First off, listen, here's the thing. I'm kidding, of course, about banging these other women. I love my wife. I'm committed to her. And furthermore, she'd kill me. Not that any of these other women would ever have me.
Mm-hmm.
I would never think of doing it. And even if I did, Frida would kill me.
Right.
Yeah, but I've been married 20 years like you. And at some point, you know, you gotta look across the street and see who's standing on the other side.
Well, let me just say this also. Wait,
hold on a second. What was that you just said, sir?
At 20 years is enough.
No. You said something about you have to. I always like when somebody's got this jargon, and I like to slow you down and say you have to look across the street and what?
And see who's standing on the other side.
And see who's standing on the other side. It makes it kind of sound like it's been done for years.
I disagree. I disagree 100% that I'm totally happy with my wife. My wife is a 10. She's a knockout. She bangs me all the time. She bangs me silly.
Mm-hmm.
She gives me oral. She's fantastic. We have sex all the time. I love her.
So then why the porn, and why order up all the porn on TV?
This guy's trouble.
Would you like me to get my wife on the phone and have her tell you how many pornos I have ordered over the last 4 to 5 months?
I'm sure the Amex charge probably is watching you very carefully.
You're sure what?
That your credit card charge is watching it closely as well.
Well, why don't you just tell them? How many have you ordered?
One.
One over 4 months.
4 months.
So you're on probation.
I'm not on probation. I'm banging my wife.
Well, that's nice. I think that if you have these subtle ideas that, you know, it's worth exploring. Maybe she's interested in looking the other way as well.
All right, now listen. And here's the other thing. If we're going to have this theoretical discussion about swapping, it's not a fair swap.
Mm-hmm.
Because my wife is a bona fide piece of ass. She is one goddamn handsome woman.
She is.
I'm telling you, I'm a mess on wheels. You look at me, the only reason my wife bangs me is that she's married to me. Okay? If we weren't married,
mm-hmm.
she wouldn't want to have sex with me. I know it.
Yeah, but women don't sleep with men because of the way they look. They sleep with them because of the way they are.
Thank God.
Yeah, thank God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
But let me just say, if it was down to swapping, whether it's with this couple or another couple or anything, I'm always the deal breaker.
Mm-hmm.
I know it. I've got to be the deal breaker.
Mm-hmm.
The other guy would look at Frida and go, wow. Piece of ass, she's a 10. Frida would look at the guy and maybe she'd go, like in the case of this guy, Keith, she'd go, oh, yeah, pretty good. I'd look at the woman and I'd go, nice.
Mm-hmm.
The woman would look at me and she'd go, I would rather have sex with an animal.
We don't know that.
You don't
know. For some of us, we have to resort to the Chinese massages as our only, you know, discreet outlet for subtle pleasures.
A Chinese massage.
This guy's got issues.
What is a Chinese massage?
You know, with you want the special. You know, they give you the massage, and we love you long time. Special.
Oh, like the mind of the married man.
Yeah, exactly.
Like happy ending.
Uh-huh. You're talking about like going to a massage parlor and getting
You start with massage, and then you know they have different levels of services. They
do. Oh God, that's funny.
A public service.
That's funny.
Yeah,
but there's no excessive baggage. There's no late night stalking or any of that stuff.
You can do that yourself, though.
No, it's not the same.
No. I would think that my wife would count that as cheating.
Cheating is copulation or intercourse.
No, I would think if you're talking about going to a massage parlor and paying some Chinese girl to jay you off, that's cheating.
That's
commerce.
Oh. No, yeah, but you gotta, I guess.
Let me ask you this.
But it's not the same, Dad.
Do you ever have the balls to tell your wife?
Oh, no.
Now, why is that?
Because I value my balls.
If it's okay, if it's not cheating, why wouldn't you tell your wife?
Well, I live in John Wayne Bobbitt country, so I got to be careful.
So he fears that he would have his penis removed if he told his wife.
Because in your wife's eyes, it would be cheating.
It would be, but what I would say is I would plead either temporary insanity, or I'd use the 20-year rule that we're having the 20-year hump, and I need other outlets.
That's a good rule.
You should. I'm going to leave you on hold, and I'd love you to call your wife on the air and tell her some of this stuff on the air.
Well, It would lead to serious problems like Mike is dealing with, and I'm sure he wouldn't advise that for anybody.
Well, then you should not call up.
Oh, no, I agree. I think you should, sir. I'd call her up right now and tell her all these things.
You shouldn't call up and be such a big shot if you're afraid to tell your wife. You don't call and bust my balls when you're going out and paying some Chinese, Haitian, whatever it is, some refugee off the boat to give you a handy wipe, you know, and tell me that's not cheating, but on the other hand, you don't have the balls to tell your wife
after
that.
After he challenged you with the porno stuff.
Yeah, and when you say to me, after 20 years, it's time to look across the street.
Yeah, but it's technically still a massage.
But I'm guessing we won't have you stay on hold and have you call your wife.
It's probably not safe.
Right. He's one of these guys that we goaded him into it, he would. Because I can tell the type. You'll never get off the phone, and you're the kind of guy, if we goaded you into it, you'd do it.
Yeah, well, I can't afford a divorce right now, so.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying your wife would divorce you, though, if she knew.
No, actually, I don't think so.
I can.
What?
Afford a divorce.
Let me ask you right now, are you getting aroused?
Actually,
that's
rubbing you down.
Is that doing it for you?
Oh, that's gross. I think he's rubbing himself down.
Do you run a lot of pornos, sir?
Well, I think all my friends have the channels, you know. You have to have access to those channels.
Hey, can I just say something about the porno channels? You know, since certain of us have certain needs now that, you know, that we use those services more than we probably used to.
Right.
Or maybe not. But I will tell you that the block programming that you get now, where you pay the one fee and you get all the channels for that.
Oh, no, that's good stuff.
That's really, they stepped up to the plate. Because you know what? I think I'm not like, I'm like a lot of guys where I was moving away from that because it was really ridiculous.
Too expensive.
To get one channel for like 2 hours or something like that, and then you know, and then it was, now you get your Playboy, you get your Vivid, you get your Hot Spice, you get your new Eros TV,
really,
which is a new, you get like 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 or 5.
It's been so long since I visited.
You get 4 or 5 in a block. It's called the adult block. And you rent the adult block, and
oh.
But you know what you have to do, and this is if you're surfing around that. Who does it, though? I mean, because it's a spur-of-the-moment thing. You know, you don't pay attention. But you really, you can get screwed on the short end of the stick. Not that kind of screwed, Rob. If you, like, order it with just maybe a half an hour to go. You know what I mean?
But then you get one money shot, though.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm talking about guys that if they're, you know, if they're playing on like I know, Buzz, you tape that sometimes or something like that. You know, it is economical to do it that way. And
well, then you'd have to find the start time and the end time.
Yeah, sometimes you'll basically turn it on, you know, and you get the block programming, and then you go back, you know, you're finished, and then you go back maybe a half an hour just to take a peek, see what's going on, and you know, select to order, and you kind of feel ripped off.
Gotcha. Hello, Donald.
Hey,
hi.
You know, I think my wife considers it cheating when I give myself a happy ending, much less go to a massage parlor.
A lot of women feel that way. Huh?
Mm, I know Frida doesn't feel that way.
Good.
No, a lot of women don't feel, I don't think they feel it's cheating. I feel they feel like they're being cheated.
Right.
No, I think most times Frida feels like I've done her a favor.
That's unusual.
Oh, really?
That is unusual.
I really think that's what...
But you're taking care of that, so there won't be any climbing later.
So she won't have to. She doesn't have to.
You won't be climbing up top of her later.
She doesn't have to.
Right.
Let me just try her one more time. I know she's busy with meetings today.
Mm-hmm.
But, let me just ask her about swapping with the neighbors.
And what is it? After 20 years across the street, you got to find out what's something like. You have to find out what's across the street.
I didn't get that. What was it, Remy?
After 20 years, you have to yell across the street to see who's going to answer ye.
Mm-hmm. Hi, if I haven't answered this phone, right, you can.
She's not there.
But and it all started with a steak dinner. That's how this whole thing started. Sure. And really, take my advice and send a box of steaks up there.
I think so.
Or go to Price Club. Just get one of those tenderloins. Get one of those, you know, those long tenderloins that are wrapped in plastic, and put it in their mailbox.
I'm going to call the neighbor back.
Ah, it's a leg. It's a leg without a foot.
Yeah, I'm going to call the neighbor back and tell her it's the last time we're ever going to call
it. Put it in our mailbox.
Hello.
Hey, Tamara, it's the last time we'll call you on the radio, I promise.
Do you think
that I owe you?
This is the second conversation we've had.
Tamara, this is Mike.
Hi.
Hello, Tamara.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Do you think I owe you guys some steaks?
Absolutely not.
But wouldn't it be nice to receive one of those nice plastic tenderloins in your mailbox? Do you like beef?
You know, I do. However, being new to the neighborhood, you know, I'm taking it kind of slow here.
That's good.
So just checking things out, but appreciate the compliments.
Would you ever swap with me? You can be brutally honest. I'm used to it.
You're a very handsome man.
Hey! Oh. But that means no.
That answers that.
But I am committed to my husband.
No, as I am. I'm just saying.
Hypothetically.
I mean, that's the whole discussion here today is, you know.
Just hypothetically.
Frida and I.
Tamara, can I give you a piece of advice here? If you answer this incorrectly, you might have a car sitting, Don's car sitting at the end of your driveway with the lights on.
Well, I do have to say that.
Just the soft glow of a cigar.
The tan lines are working for me last night.
What's that?
The tan lines are working for me last night.
Oh, the tan lines?
Yeah.
Were you showing Tamara your tan lines?
No, I think probably this from my sunglasses.
Right.
Oh, your permanent tan lines.
Yeah, right.
Which is the weirdest thing on your body in 17 years working with you. I have never been able quite to figure that out. You have a permanent tan line.
Because I wear my sunglasses all the time, and I'm always outside.
Even at night, right? Even at bed.
Even at night.
So is this what you guys do on your show?
Yeah.
I just want to get the basics down.
So yeah, I will never call you again. This is a deal that I make with the neighbors.
Just 4 hours to fill every day.
No, we had a very nice time last night, and...
I call the neighbors once, and then you know, I guess I'll find out later if you were mad that I called you or not, and then I'll gauge if I could ever call you again.
He said he had a wonderful time, Tamara.
We had a great time, and it was perfectly fine that he ate in front of my husband.
Okay, there you go. And if, you know, all things being equal, if we were on a desert island, you know, would you?
I can't go down. I love Frida so much. She's been such a great neighbor. I can't even ask
her. Tamara is a very smart young lady.
I'm sure she'd bang your husband.
Many women
would like to bang my husband.
Oh,
but
really?
Yeah. I'm the lucky girl there.
Uh-huh.
And I bet he'd bang Frida.
Yeah.
Yeah, all things being equal.
You'd have to call and ask him.
Yeah, you're trouble. Yeah. This is where you get weird on me.
All right, Tamara.
All right. Well, you guys have a good one.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
That extra level of discomfort. I bet he'd like to bang Frida. He'd say that to his wife. What the hell is she supposed to say?
You know how to break the ice.
Oh, yes, they're the new neighbors. It's like Neighbors. It's like the movie Neighbors. When you say something like that, it turns into the movie Neighbors.
Meanwhile, she's on the phone right now. Hello, is this the real estate agent?
Well,
I don't care where it is.
Honey, that horrible man called me again.
He said he was going to put meat in our mailbox.
There's a leg in the mailbox.
We've got to get out of town.
It was a tenderloin.
He wants me bad.
Tell him to make it go away.
All right. Well, anyway, that's
fascinating, though. God, your street.
That's what's happening there.
God.
We got some good neighbors. We really do. And there are neighbors who are so outrageous that I have not even talked about them on the air. Let me just tell you, I'm going to write down something, Mike.
All right?
Wow.
Please do. I have never even mentioned these neighbors to you.
Oh.
Who are my favorite neighbors of all of the neighbors we have in the neighborhood.
Really?
They are, without a question, the most fun, my favorite neighbors.
Fantastic.
That's very nice.
You read that, Buzz?
Yes, I've met those neighbors. They're very nice.
Yeah.
You've met them?
Yes, they're wonderful people.
Yeah.
When did you meet them?
I've been around.
Yeah.
You had Buzz over without me.
Hey guys, it's what
all my friends have done. Trust me, you know, all my friends.
I'm sorry.
There was the moment of time where there was the sympathy social events, and now, you know, like all my friends will be having a party. It's like all the couples will be there, and it's like, oh, Mike's not invited.
This was a long time.
That's what happened for all the people that are in social groups. When you get separated,
mm-hmm.
It makes your friends awkward.
We should get together, you know, sometime in the future.
That's all right.
Okay, we got to break.
Nothing will ever change that. I'm as antisocial with you guys as I've always been.
We have to break and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This Sunday afternoon at 1, right here on the radio station you grew up with, Music Radio 138. What the hell's going on here? Oh, geez, well, isn't this the last hour? We got another hour to do?
Says, oh, we're almost finished. Good golly, Miss Molly. Boy, this is f***ing ponderous, man. Ponderous, f***ing ponderous. Hi, this is Casey Kasem. American Top 40 has moved to a new time. I hope you'll join me this Saturday morning and every Saturday morning at 2.
You're a goddamn genius!
We're up to our long-distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio, and here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuckles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's go study. Again, from coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions, and then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a f***ing up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. It's a god last damn time. I want somebody to use his f***ing brain to not come out of a damn record that is, that's up-tempo, and I got to talk about a f***ing dog dying.
You're a goddamn genius.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Casey Kasem, and I gotta tell you, I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike Myra.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Right?
You're goddamn
deep.
Thank you.
Are you stupid or something?
Yeah.
Come chisel on their nizzle. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Show you're gonna love this big dog French kissing contest.
The dog makeout contest. Are we still accepting entries for the dogs?
Yes, we are.
If you've got a dog that you'd like to make out with, if you're very close to your dog, we urge you to join us for tomorrow's show and give us a call.
Now we're gonna be judging this subjectively. We're gonna get the best human and animal French kiss.
Lots of variables, lots of factors involved in this. The type of dog you have, the passion with which you kiss your dog, the length of time.
The minimum for the French kiss between the human and the animal must be 30 seconds.
30 seconds, right.
The maximum we will allow for any kiss is 5 minutes.
And I would gather that if a kiss with a dog goes 5 minutes, you and I are going to have, like, hemorrhages because we will be laughing so hard.
And please, no ass play.
No, not what, not, no. Well, you can't, you know, you can't put that kind of restriction on the dog.
Oh, hello, Don,
yeah,
and Mike
tell
show.
The dogs that.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air, Don and Mike, hi.
Yeah, I got a question.
Yeah.
Yeah, my question is, I'm trying to lose weight, I'm kind of a fat guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I don't want to lose weight myself, but I'm scared.
Oh, what a shame. He's got such a dilemma and his phone's breaking up. Are you sitting on your phone?
Ah, the cell phone's breaking up.
You know what, this
unusual in this area, the cell phone's breaking up.
It almost never happens. And that's it. He's gone. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, if I get my dog to hump your leg for 5 minutes, can I win a prize?
No.
No, this is a dog kissing contest exclusively.
And that guy calling us, asking us about losing weight, mm-hmm. is like Adolf Hitler calling Saddam Hussein,
mm-hmm.
or calling what's his name? Osama bin Laden.
Osama bin Laden.
You know,
right?
Come on, we're not the guys to ask about losing weight.
Although in our careers we've lost hundreds of pounds and gained them back.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yo,
yo,
Don and Mike.
Yeah,
I just got one request for Mike.
Yeah.
Next time y'all do one of those celebrity burp contests.
Yeah.
Just sing like God one more time.
Sing like what?
Like
God.
Like God.
Have I sung like God?
Yes. Is this to do it way back when?
Is this Bitter End?
Nah, it ain't.
Well, when I sang like God, what was that? I don't even remember that.
I don't know, you were doing something like right before you used to sing like Hank Hill.
Okay.
All right.
Well, hold on. This is Bitter Ann.
No, it's not.
They're telling me in my headphones. Did you hear that as well, Buzz?
Yeah, I heard.
This is BN.
This is the nicer version.
How you figure that?
Well, whoever is telling me in my headphones, was it Lisa?
Yeah.
Lisa, come in here and confront him, please.
Yes, let's find out, man.
I mean, I don't mind that it's BN. I enjoy his
calls.
Yes,
but if she's wrong, a major stereotype thing has just happened.
He says he's not BN.
You know, we can get right into that evil stereo. They all sound alike.
She loves having sex with all of them.
She does indeed.
Where is she?
Here she comes right now.
Hi, Lisa.
I love
in her third outfit of the day.
Tens of thousands.
Tens of thousands of what?
Third outfit of the day. I have to wear a sweater because you guys keep it 30 degrees below zero.
I'm kidding, of course.
And you've had sex with tens of thousands of...
Of gentlemen of color.
Black men. Now...
This is correct.
You think...
it sounded like him. If I'm mistaken, then I'm mistaken.
So you based it on just a hunch?
Because it sounds like him. He's called... This gentleman has called before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's no doubt I called before. You know what I mean? I'm a man of color.
Mm-hmm. But you're not BN. You're not the guy that hates Mr. 40.
Is this the guy who likes Lark Voorhees?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So you know.
Yeah. Is Lark Voorhees the former Lark McCarthy?
No.
Who's Lark Voorhees?
Saved by the Bell.
Oh, Lark Voorhees.
That guy. All right.
That's me that likes Lark McCarthy.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah. The cheese stands alone there.
Oh,
yeah, talk about weight loss.
Oh, man.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yeah,
I'd like to see her on Celebrity Boxing. If they did local Celebrity Boxing, it would be Lark McCarthy against Susan Kidd.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Go 10 rounds.
Wouldn't it be more pertinent to compare Adolf Hitler with Rob Spivak?
Yes, it would.
Yes, it would.
Absolutely.
Correct. Thank you, my friend. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
I was wondering if I spread some peanut butter on my bean bag and let me...
No.
Can I suck Lisa's toes? Can you suck
Lisa's toes? He's just seeing all his requests ready.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Donna Mike, what's up, fellas?
Hey.
Dogs like Ingus, though.
Hey, my friend's one of the people coming in tomorrow for y'all's dog kissing contest.
Yeah?
And I gotta tell y'all, for real, he is one weird dude. Like, I don't think y'all even gotta give him a prize for him to be kissing the dog. He told me a story one time about one of his girlfriends. He came out in his living room one night and she was making it with the dog on the couch.
He told us that yesterday when he called that he walked out and his girlfriend was having sex with the dog.
Yeah, and I wouldn't put it past him either, for real. Wow.
So they got closer after that.
Yeah, like I'd say kissing the dog might be an everyday thing with this man.
There you go.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Well, didn't we have a guy on the show that actually married his dog?
Yeah.
Guy from Maine that was part of the
We had a mass dog wedding outside one time.
Right.
We've done so many dog shows.
Yeah, but we do not condone, nor will this contest involve any type of dog penetration.
Unless things just totally spiral out of control.
Something leads to another.
Always push that envelope.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Mike Show. Donna Mike.
Yeah, hi.
What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
Okay.
Hey, listen, can I enter the contest?
Yeah, if you have a dog, you want a French kiss your dog.
Yeah, I don't mind. What are we competing for?
$500 cash.
All right, yeah, I'm cool. I can be there. What time do you want me to be there?
Wait a minute. You're getting all the... You're doing things in the wrong order. What kind of dog do you have?
A black lab slash chow.
So much. Well, what is the dog's name?
Muffy.
I don't believe this guy.
I don't believe you either.
I swear, I would not lie. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, all right, we'll put you on hold, and we'll give you the information.
All right, thank you, brother.
We'll see you tomorrow. Hold on.
All right, brother.
Yeah, who knows?
I don't know.
I believe him.
Thank you for calling, Poppy.
You want to hear something funny? About Charles Mann.
Charles Mann.
Charles Mann, you know, was a football player for the Redskins.
Right.
Wow, Cola.
Back when they won the Super Bowl.
Right.
And he's one of these guys. I got to be careful how I say this because I run into him all the time. Mm-hmm. And
you fall down when you run into him.
And he pretends that we're friends, even though I know. He hates me.
Right.
And he hates our show.
Mm-hmm.
I know he does. It's got
Charles Mann.
It's gotten back to me.
Ah.
But I maintain this fake friendship with him. So I got to be careful.
I can't imagine why it would be fake after you say something like that.
I got to be careful.
Well, wow.
Because we like goofing on him.
We like goofing on the way he talks.
We like goofing on him. Well, here's the thing. He's one of these guys, one of these brothers, and I've seen him not only in out of Redskins Park, but in social situations when he's with brothers.
Right.
He's heavy into the, hey, yo, 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 what's up, hey, whoa, 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 whoa. And then you get him into another situation.
Hi, how are you?
And he's one of those guys.
Wow. Wow.
He did a commercial once for a product that was called Wow Cola.
Wasn't like a fake product within a commercial?
Yeah.
He's like, and wow. New Wow Cola.
And he also had a commercial for a while where the Redskins were really hot for Hungry Man dinners.
We were discussing, Rob and I were discussing yesterday, the Redskins, more than any other football team in the country, I think, have these guys that just linger after their careers and, and merchandise and do commercials. I think more than any other team in any sport around here, they just hang in there.
How about a nice, delicious plate of George Stark Hedgehog Barbecue?
Sure, you know, they all have that.
You got Mark Mosley, who sells French fries at a shopping mall.
You got the car dealer, Joe Jacoby Motors.
Yeah.
Car dealer first, football player second.
There you go.
Mark Mosley also had the hot tub business going for a while.
Absolutely.
And travel, isn't it? Or real estate?
He's done a million things, Rob.
Travel agency, right.
Diversifying. Sure.
And now,
Dave Butts with his ducks that he carves.
Oh, and he's also spokesman for the NRA now.
There you go.
And poor Mark Mosley. Isn't it one of his jobs now coming out the field before the game?
Yeah, you know what it's sad is he's like a coworker of mine in the pregame.
Wow. That's got to kill him.
Yeah. He's a very nice guy.
Mm-hmm. What does he do in the Redskins pregame?
He's the unofficial coach for the Modell's kick contest. He encourages them and helps them get as many kicks as possible.
Come on, kick it.
You know where they get some schmuck out of the fan? Fan out of the stands, some schmuck, and they say,
right,
if you make a 20-yard field goal, you're going to win a T-shirt?
Absolutely.
And if you make three, you get like a big gift certificate.
Mm-hmm. They make Mark Mosley go down there and coach the person.
Yeah. Former football players, probably the most seen of any other athlete.
We received a press release about Charles Mann's latest venture.
What's he doing now?
Well, I have to share it with you.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous. Charles Mann, former All-Pro defensive end with the Redskins, is now tackling a new career as he introduces his line of... Oh, that's too funny. It's too funny because it's Charles Mann. Man, oh man, sausage products.
Man, oh man, he's going to be Jimmy Dean?
Man, oh man, sausages are made fresh daily in Thurmont, Maryland.
Man, oh man.
This sausage is lean, fresh, never frozen. And it's great on the grill.
Sure.
Have you seen the label?
No, hold on. No. It's on here. I'm going to get to the label.
Oh, okay.
Just a second.
I saw it.
Man, oh man.
And then the next paragraph is Charles Mann won 3 Super Bowl rings,
right.
Hall of Fame nominee,
A great football player to make a good sausage.
His hot and sweet Italian man o' man sausage and mild and hot country man o' man sausages will be displayed in the fresh meat case at Giant Food soon.
Good. We got Giant Food. That means he's got distribution.
Big vendor.
Look for the burgundy and gold label with Charles Mann's picture on it.
I'll bet it's good.
Is that the label? A football with his picture wearing its tie? That's the
label. Man, oh man, sausages.
These are great links.
The one that I saw was a bright yellow foot-shaped football sticker, and it's Charles standing there like in a polo shirt in like a studio pose on his label. And it says above his head, man, oh, man, and there he is.
Man, oh, man.
Try my sausages. He's, I think, maybe pushed himself beyond everybody now.
He's the biggest whore of all the ex-Redskins.
He's the ultimate pitch man. Bless him.
He is. I mean, and I'm talking Sonny. Even with all the endorsements Sonny does.
Right, right.
And I'm talking about...
Sam.
Well, no. Charles Mann's a bigger whore than Sam.
Yes. Yeah, I suppose he's done more different things.
Sam has never come out with his own...
Line of sausages.
Brand of sausages.
Do we know that for sure, though?
Sam.
Now let's check in with resident Sam Huff historian Mr. Rob.
Sam Huff sausages.
The best I can tell you is that Sam endorsed pudding in the 50s.
Pudding.
Thank you, Rob.
That was with the Giants, so I don't know if we can count that.
I would be curious to know to the other markets that we broadcast to. For instance,
what football players or Seattle. Baseball players have endorsed certain products?
In Seattle, you've had the Seahawks for 25 years.
Right.
Are there any Seahawks products in Philly? What former Eagles have junk that they're trying to sell?
Love to know this.
Like Bill Berge.
he played for Cincinnati.
He played for Cincinnati. Didn't he play for Philly, too, for a while?
He may have. I think he was. Wasn't he a concert pianist?
I remember the name of... It just jumps out at me as a guy that did things outside of football. You know, you have all these different guys. And Philly's got some legendary performers.
Sure. Didn't Johnny U have a bowling alley?
Yes, he did, Johnny.
I think so.
Johnny Unitas and,
Chris Hamburger.
Brooks Robinson, though, was the king of the failed get-rich schemes.
He was the Ralph Cramden.
Brooks Robinson is, like, bankrupt 18,000 times over because he was constantly putting out money for Brooks Robinson shoe stores, Robinson athletic apparel.
The products. And the way, I don't know what the real deal is, but I understand that the best way to do it is you just throw your name on something, and that's your contribution.
Right, let them take care of it.
Let them do it, and if it goes under, it goes under.
How's Boog's doing?
Boog's barbecue is Boog Powell would probably be one of the biggest success stories for his little Boog's barbecue that he has up at Camden Yards.
Right. The guy who's talking about Bill Berge? Car dealership in Philly.
Car dealership.
There it is.
Car dealership. Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. How are you?
Oh, and don't forget Mark May.
Mark May's done a million different things.
And he's got a car dealership, too.
That's it.
He's got one of those dudes, you buy the car and you get a football.
Right, exactly.
That's great.
With his signature.
Hello.
Hey, Don, you have the name incorrectly for Charles Mann. It's Man on Man sausage. Have a good day, fellas.
Yeah. By Man on Man.
Well, how many people are going to take a Sharpie into the Giant now?
Man on Man.
I'm Charles Mann. There's nothing quite like my Man on Man sausage.
Hello, Don, on my show.
Hey, I've had the sausages by Charles Mann. They're the most foul, disgusting thing.
Oh, now that's not fair.
That is not fair. You know, we're going to have to do now. We're going to have to call and we're going to have to give Charles Mann a chance for equal time here.
Yes, to defend his sausage. As a matter of fact, could we get some?
I'd like to try some.
Are they in stores now?
They actually had 3 weeks.
We have a Giant just sent Joe. Why don't we send Joe out to get some sausage?
I could go for some.
Been in the store for a couple weeks now.
All right, Joe, go buy some sausage, please.
Why did you buy the sausage?
Actually, I did not buy it. I attended a picnic at my parents' house.
And they had Charles Mann sausage?
Man-on-man sausage.
Man-on-man sausage. What variety would you prefer?
Italian hot and spicy or country links?
Country links for man-old-man sausage.
How about hot and spicy?
Hot and spicy. Yeah. We might as well go with the... But, of course, to me, the real measure of a sausage is your breakfast. Now, if you're going to really compete with Jimmy Dean, you go for your breakfast links. I say we get both.
Man, oh man.
Need some money, Joe?
And also, you're going to have to make sure you have something to cook it in, because it's going to have to cook a while if it's raw sausage.
Man on man.
We can microwave it. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but you'll have to simmer it in water. You don't want to dry out.
Hold on, money bags.
Now just puncture it.
Wait. Why did I buy your lunch today?
I thought I didn't have this money.
Why did I buy your lunch today?
Sucker.
Because you love me.
You're opening your wallet.
Because you love
me. And you're like Daddy Warbucks. I mean, you got hundreds of dollars in your pocket.
Okay, you bought my sandwich here. I'll pay you for it.
Yeah, $1, thank you.
Here comes another one.
Charles Mann.
Here you go, here's three.
$3 bills.
Are we approaching the cost of my submarine sandwich?
Not yet, Mike.
Okay. Here comes another one right there.
Now we're close.
Okay.
Thank you.
Very good.
And oh, man.
And there's my new Costco card. Got it yesterday.
Hi, this is Charles Mann.
Try my delicious man-on-man sausage.
On man.
Yes, sirree. Put one sausage link on top of the other.
Don't we have a commercial with him?
Yeah.
For,
he's doing something.
For a cable company or something?
Yeah. Like, I don't remember the product.
Bring that commercial in. Someone bring that in.
Hi there. Would you like my sausages?
Because you got to hear him speak.
Do you think that? Do you think he has any background in sausage, or do you think it's just a venture?
No.
Where somebody approaches it? Because around here, you know, and also the guys that get involved.
Come on, what's he doing?
Yeah.
What's he doing?
Right.
Besides walking around and really, at this point in his life, trading on the fact that he's Charles Mann.
There you go, of course.
So,
which is his prerogative. I mean, he was an enormously successful football player.
Someone comes, you got that commercial?
Which, the Cox Cable one? Hold on.
Yeah. You know, when you take a bite of that sausage, you know what you say.
What?
Wow! Man on man sausage.
I believe it's this one.
You think it's this one?
Man on man sausage.
All right, hold on. Let's see if it's Charles Mann. Hold on.
Scoring big points doesn't always have to do with sports. I'm Charles Mann for Cox Cable of Northern Virginia. While winning 3 Super Bowls, I was always focused on the scoreboard. These days, scoring points means delivering the most value to your customers.
And that is the typical.
And here's the thing about Charles Mann. You got him in a room full of brothers.
Right.
There's how it would go.
That's why I'd like to tell you about all the great things Cox does to give you tremendous cable value and entertainment.
That's why I want to tell you about all the things that Cox does to give you.
I don't think it's quite that. Yeah. Oh, here they go. Here they go. Boys, rein it in just a little bit, okay?
I'm telling you.
Beware,
I said
all right?
Nothing.
Okay, yeah.
I'm telling you.
You just calm your ass down right now.
Not doing a thing, Mike.
Okay. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I know you're telling me.
Charles Mann, and I said this before, is one of those guys.
How he sounds. Yeah. Okay.
When he's with the brothers.
Yes.
I know
he does.
And when he's with us,
I know.
Like, listen to
you can get cable for as low as $12.70 a month and digital cable with up to 250 channels of more movies, sports, and all your local TV channels.
You're not going to believe this.
Oh, God.
No, you're not kingfish.
Kingfish,
exactly.
You can get the digitals.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
Oh, my sausages.
Man on man.
Man on man sausages.
And just till July 14th, get free installation on up to 4 TVs and expanded basic service with Showtime or Stars for just $19.99 a month.
Do we have anything to cook that sausage with?
Microwave.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think Joe is going to get a frying pan.
I guess you can cook it in a microwave like a hot dog.
We'll simmer it slowly till it's glistening and ready.
Like, in Philadelphia, Andy Reid.
What does Andy Reid do?
Angioplasty.
he is a spokesman for Canon copiers.
Canon copiers. Hey, okay. Well, that's kind of mellow right there. I'm surprised Andy Reid. I would sign Andy up for some sort of food product.
The Turk brothers. Now, remember, one of them is dead.
Yeah, Dan has passed away, I think, right?
And the other one, Matt, was the punter. Remember when they played for the Redskins, they had hot dogs that they sold at Priceco. At Costco?
At Costco.
Price Club. And the Eagles, Mike Quick, is involved in a knee surgery place.
Do you think that, you know, it seems to me we've heard of foodstuffs, you know, these sausages. Do you think these...
Oh, I know who is the king of it.
Who?
I got it. The bus, Jerome Bettis.
Jerome Bettis sells stuff?
I am positive if someone does an internet...
Up in Pittsburgh?
Does an internet search, Jerome Bettis has ketchup, mustard, salsa.
Hey, do you remember when we were approached?
Yes, I do.
Do you remember when my friend Costas approached us to sell salsa? Donna Mike Salsa. We were almost there.
Really?
Yeah, we almost went for it.
We thought about it.
We've never done anything.
I'd buy it.
We've never done anything like marketing-wise as far as like putting something out there as a product. We could never pull the trigger on it, but we were like, Donna Mike Salsa.
It came pretty close.
It's like, what do we know about salsa?
Well, we thought, we really had a meeting, you and I remember, we thought, salsa's something that's pretty hard to F up.
Right. Well, salsa apparently at the time, I don't know whether this is true or not now, but at the time, salsa was I guess, America's fastest growing condiment.
But what happened? You changed your mind and then Costas got Paul Newman on board?
No, I'm not sure. I think what it was salsa.
Salsa
was supposed to be this hot thing to get on the ground floor that more people use salsa than use ketchup.
I swear to God.
That is the pitch we heard.
Yeah. Salsa is like more popular, a more popular condiment than
ketchup. We came within a pubic hair of signing off
we did
on Don and Mike's salsa.
What year was this?
This is probably about 10 years ago. Well, no, we were here.
Yeah, it was right after we got here, like maybe 11 years ago.
Donna Mike Salsa. I haven't put the idea to rest yet.
And Mike, if we ever do it, I know who the spokesman should be.
Yes, scoring big points doesn't always have to do with sports. I'm Charles Mann for Cox Cable of Northern Virginia.
Except I want him to do it in his real voice.
Hello there.
Oh, stop it.
Do you like the Salsas?
Oh, God.
This is Charles Mann's.
Man. You go to the corner. Go to the corner. Do not egg him on. My God.
Hello there.
These two.
Stars for just $19.99 a month for 2 months. Call Cox Cable at 703-378-3499.
Wow.
Donna Mike Salsa goes great with Charles Mann Sausage.
Man on Man Sausage.
Delicious Man on Man Sausage.
All right. Great.
And we'll be eating some of that sausage before the end of the broadcast today.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And that night was my son's birthday party. My wife invites the priest. He's always at the house.
Hey, Tony.
How you doing?
You like creme anglaise?
Hey, you bless it. I'll eat it.
She's not coming.
Oh,
Grandma just called. Started crying and hung up.
She needs a purpose in life.
No, your mother is tougher than you think. So what, no f***ing ZD now?
Hey! Don and Mike, you know, I heard you were having a party, and you're trying to get me to go. But I'm not going to go if there's no f***ing ZD. Because, you know, it's just not going to happen. Thank you very much.
The Don and Mike Show.
Ah. That one's on me.
I know you like perfection when we're rejoining the broadcast.
Yeah, I do. Hold on. So let's take it from Robert Eiler.
Don and Mike, you know, I heard you were having a party, and you're trying to get me to go, but I'm not going to...
We just start over.
...ZD, because, you know, it's just not going to happen. Thank you very much.
The Don and Mike Show. Even better than the good part of the boo, the Don and Mike Show.
I can do it now. Who is the biggest whore in the NFL? I mentioned Jerome Bettis.
Yeah, now how did you become aware of the bus being involved in all these different things? Since we're not up in Pittsburgh anymore.
I have friends who live in Pittsburgh.
And they tell you about all the stuff that he endorses?
Uh-huh. And I will tell you right now that if you go to thebus36.com,
right,
you will find that you can join the Jerome Bettis fan club. Club 36.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It costs you $36.36. You can buy the bus,
right.
Jerome Bettis salsa.
All right.
You can buy Jerome Bettis barbecue sauce.
Hey, excellent.
You can buy Jerome Bettis spicy mustard.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy pins, keychains, bus passes. You can buy actual rolling buses.
Cool.
Metal,
very good, yes.
Metal buses.
Toy buses.
Money metal buses.
Yes. And he
not has, real buses.
He has shirts, and now I'll say this, he knows his audience. He has shirts available. Youth, medium, large, extra large. Adult, large, extra large, two extra large, three extra large, four extra large, five extra large, six extra large.
Wow.
Six extra large.
My God.
That's big.
Know your audience.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, grew up in New Orleans. Every weekend we have to put up with Archie Manning advertising for his house siding company. All the time. That's all we have to put up with. This is Mississippi boy advertising for his house siding.
Peyton's father.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
All right.
See you later.
See you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What are you signing?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, do they sell any gentleman's relish on that Bettis website?
No, they do not.
The bus is gentleman's relish.
Or anything I can brush my teeth with his love.
We did get this in the mail today, something, speaking of food stuff,
mm-hmm.
from a guy named TJ, who sent this to us. Don and Mike, I'm not sure why, but I thought of you guys the moment I saw this while I was grocery shopping in Canada. And what it is it is a low-fat milk,
2%, right.
Nielsen True Taste, great-tasting low-fat milk. And it says on the side, it's microfiltered milk, purity at its best. Uh-huh. The unique microfiltration process removes all bacteria. And you'll notice right here, it says, tastes like homo.
Now, you know what? We got great listeners.
Now,
right on the front
of the box, it says, microfiltered Nielsen True Taste, 2% partly skimmed milk.
Uh-huh.
Tastes like homo. Now look at it, Mike. It's funny.
It'll sell somewhere.
Exactly. What does homo taste like?
Do you think? I mean, it's obviously Canada's. It's English. They just put the O in place of the E.
Now let me see.
Unless there's some sort of jargon in Canada, we don't know.
There is a phone number.
It tastes like homo.
This is not the best milk I've ever drunk.
Could it be an abbreviation for homogenized?
Maybe.
I'm sure it is.
You know, that's...
We're sorry.
Still.
The call cannot be completed.
All right, hold on. I'm going to try the number of the can again.
Yeah, that could be it. Tastes like homogenized.
Homogenized?
Of course not. I'm sure that's what they mean.
Can I have a...
Well, but I would think with that little blue ribbon, tastes like home.
Yeah.
That's what I would think they were going for.
Otherwise, you'd want a rainbow ribbon.
And here's why. On the other side, where the label is in French.
Yes.
Les gouttes du lait homo.
Tastes like homo in French.
Says it in French as well. Doesn't it, Rob? Right?
True Taste milk tastes like homo.
The taste of the milk of homo, I guess.
Yeah, the milk of home.
Homo.
But I mean,
you think
it's the homogenized thing?
I think that's where they're going.
Absolutely.
Crazy camera.
Who says homogenized? Who abbreviates to be homo?
Canadians.
Yeah. Look at them.
Never trusted them.
Hey, watch it, boys.
Drinking their milk.
North Canadian here.
Listening to Gordon Lightfoot.
Giving us Alex Trebek.
Hey, Rob, you know what? You're gonna have to call and see if you can get a phone number, because the 800
Bonjour.
The 800 number doesn't work. See if you can. There's the name of the company.
Where's it? Where's it bottled?
Somewhere in Ontario.
Okay.
In Ontario.
Tastes like homo.
Tastes like homo.
Imagine that jingle. The good taste of homo in every carton.
Hello. Mike,
this milk is lumpy.
Hey, Don, it's Eric from Baltimore calling back. I was calling a minute ago about man sausage.
There's hair in my milk. Wouldn't that be a chocolate milk?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Chocolate butch.
If it's strawberry.
Then it's time to go to the clinic.
That's bad.
Beware.
Hello.
Hey. Two guys in Baltimore that slept quite a bit, former football players, would be Bubba Smith, who does his lawyer commercials.
Yeah.
And now Ray Lewis is schlepping for the same lawyer commercials.
Oh, really?
Now, I don't know if I'm a lawyer.
Do you remember the Bubba Smith lawyer commercials?
Oh, do I?
Yeah.
They were fantastic.
They were great commercials. Bubba Smith, I give Bubba Smith a free pass because Bubba Smith actually made commercials that were funny.
And Bubba Smith was in all those dumb Police Academy movies.
Right.
And he was in, like, Miller Lite commercials.
Right, exactly.
Back in the day when John Madden would come bursting through the walls.
Yep,
the
exactly.
Commercials that were truly funny.
Bubba Smith.
Yeah. So
sorry, guys. Hey, have a great day.
And let's not forget Art Donovan, who, did the wonderful ads for the pest control. And I forgot what the name of the company was, but it was pest control. It's like, you can have this pest control, boys. Cockroaches.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, the term homo is used as an abbreviation for homogenized in Canada.
Okay, thank you.
Must have been a Canadian calling.
All right.
It sounded like it.
Don and Mike show.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Okay.
Don, Mike, Buzz?
Yeah.
You know, that guy couldn't have been, could that guy have been any more humorless?
No, he couldn't have.
He had to be a Canadian.
Right.
Hey, I'm a Canadian, and I just wanted to let you know, your fears of Canadian are well set, only because of the fact that we blend in so well with your population. Tell us apart.
Right.
Let me just
assimilate very well.
Is homo an abbreviation for homogenized?
I imagine in some aspects of the Canadian vernacular, but...
Rob's shaking. Is that Rob? Are you talking to the guy?
Listen,
no, I'm still trying to get through to Canada.
Canada is...
Hey, our sausage is here.
Canada is United States light. And let's not forget that they speak French in Canada, and we hate the French.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you're lucky that we let you live above us.
Well, you're
lucky.
Of Canada speaks French, and that's Quebec, and we don't like him either.
You are lucky that that's just not known as United States up there. And that we allow you to keep the name Canada for your country.
And if you were king...
Listen, I live in the Americas, so I'm blending in, and you can't tell me apart. As a matter of fact, we already have changed the dollars. Have you noticed? The money looks a little different.
Get out of here, sir.
Dollars.
Dollars. It's Canadian.
The dollars.
He's right.
Dollars.
But if you get him to say O-U-T, yes. Then you expose all Canadians because they say oot.
What, Joe? I've got it. Right, Charles Man on Man Sausage.
It was hard to keep a straight face in line because I think you're going to agree with me when I say it looks the same possibly coming out as it does going in. And it says...
It does look like a big BM.
It says, join all pro Charles Man and be a sausage fan.
There it is. Awesome.
Man, old
man.
One's
old
mild and one's spicy.
Man, old man.
Bring it on.
Oh, man. Hot country sausage. What do you have, Don?
Mild country sausage.
Mild country sausage.
Man. 80% lean, great on the grill. You know, what the frick does he know about sausages?
Well, everything. Join All Pro Charles Mann and be a sausage fan. He's just a fan of sausage. And it's great on the grill.
Join him.
This is the funniest thing ever. This is really funny.
Hey, it's packed by Rocco Meats in Thermont, Maryland.
Well, there you
I
go.
Think microwaving it'll be fine because, you know, it's a long link, if you will.
And yeah, if you look at it.
And I found it at the deli counter.
Are you opening it?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no, we can't eat those.
I found it at the deli counter.
Deli counter?
It looks like one big, gigantic.
I made one of those about a half hour ago.
Looks like a big DM, doesn't
it's a
it?
Coil.
Look at that.
Put that on the grill. Bam.
You know, you got to take them both out. Because you got to get the pleasure of seeing it in front of me.
Oh, I'll never eat them now. They've become toys.
Here we go. Here's the big.
Oh, dear.
This is something funny. Yeah. They roll out.
If it wouldn't clog up the plumbing.
And they try to be like 4 inches long. Or you putting it coming out of your zipper.
Boy, you know, if it wouldn't get my pants messy, I'd love to do a walk down the hallway with this hanging out of my pants.
Burn victim.
And the last three.
Oh, dear.
Let's put
it back in the cage. Jesus
Watch
Christ.
Watch out. They end up bite even when they're in the bag.
There you go, Joe. All right, go. Get those ready for us, please.
Fire them up. Mild and spicy.
Charles Mann. Oh, and Mike, and now that we've opened it, the best thing is we get to keep as a souvenir the sticker with Charles Mann's face on it.
Label.
Add it to the corner.
Add it. You know, I'm going to put it on back at Dale.
Back at the Dale Earnhardt statue.
Yep. I'm going to put it on Dale's back.
Rob, did you call Canada?
Yeah, as this gripping segment continues as we discuss food, MCI has successfully hung up on me twice.
Wow.
But after examining the carton, it has a comparison, and it says 1% or 2% milk versus homo milk. So I'm going to say yes, it's regular homogenized milk, and that's what they're shooting for the abbreviation. But like Canada's not picking up because they're idiots.
It's not quite as much fun.
Tastes like homo.
Canada's not homo.
I think we'll all know what we really think they mean.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Excuse me, that was me just peeling the Charles Mann sticker off the back.
Of course, Bruce. Sure,
Donna Mike.
Hi, this is Tony.
Hi, Tony.
Hey, I was just going to say, if you noticed, you had that Charles Mann show playing during your break. You know, he's your own advertising, and then you got him, and you're making fun of him and everything.
We kid because we love, sir. It's important to point that out.
Also, you know, you notice he's advertising for Cox Cable, and they're the ones that are getting sued right now by Fairfax County because they can't meet their own demands and put up that
whatever.
They're not being sued.
$1.99.
Whatever. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi, homogeneous, or homo stands for homogeneous as opposed to heterogeneous, in case you guys want to know.
Tastes like homo. Donna Mike Show. Hello.
I don't know what that meant.
And now the statue we have of dead Dale Earnhardt.
Has a, you know, does that not look like it was stitched on?
Yeah, you know what? That would be a great sponsorship for NASCAR.
Man-O-Man sausage.
Look how fast that car is going.
That Charles Man-O-Man sausage logo is now on dead Dale Earnhardt's back.
And it looks like, really, it was put there. I mean, it's just another fine sponsor. Man-O-Man sausage.
Would have worn it. Donna Mike.
Hey, Don.
What?
Mike.
Yeah.
I got a story for you. When I played high school football, and I played for a little tiny school,
These guys cut out little pictures of the mascot and stuck it on their helmet. I actually put on the front of my helmet, off of a milk carton, 2% homo.
Great, great story.
That was and you told it so well.
With such enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm.
What, Robbie?
Nothing, I'm just laughing at that.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Wow. Yeah, can I tell Don and Mike to do the gay to gay bit to the homo milk people?
Listen, that's what we're trying to do, the way out there, you mean, but we can't get through.
And we've pretty much established the fact that it's, you know, it's the Canadian word for homogenized,
right.
But it just looks pretty good, tastes like homo. I mean, you know, putting that on milk in the United States is a laugh riot.
Funny. Tastes like homo.
Tastes like homo. And can you imagine you see that and you read it the first time after you've poured yourself a big tall glass and it just comes shooting out your nose? Tastes like homo.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, can I talk to Don and Mike, please?
Are you using
I have a voice box, please don't hang up.
Now, this is not a computer.
I miss Cancer Corner.
Okay,
we'll do Cancer Corner soon.
We take that request.
Can you do the Nutsack Dance?
The Nutsack Dance?
I'm Bob from the Big Nutsack.
Oh, no, we're not going to do that. You know. Oh, you're calling from Sacramento?
Can you turn Tobacco Road on for a second?
One sec.
Can you find that?
We're going to try to turn our Tobacco Road voices on right now.
Just for a second.
I am confused.
Well, what we'll do is we'll turn it on and then we'll invite you to come down for a meal.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Hold on just a second.
Takes a little while.
Well, there are a lot of buttons on the harmonizer that Rob.
Well, that's because the harmonizer was built, I believe, in 1971.
Okay, so. No. Go two or one.
One. Hello.
Hello.
No,
hold on now. That's not it.
Change the mode. Hello.
Hello. Testing. Hello. Welcome to Tobacco Road. Did you know that man or man sausages are filled with carcinogens? No, they're not.
Funny.
How are you? Tastes like homo. Rob, can you play with it anymore so it doesn't sound like Wizard of Oz? Mike, you just have to work at it a little bit. Just like everything. It's never exactly right. Just like life.
Just like life. Hey, Pete Boss, let's come in with you. Man, I'll tell you, I had something yesterday that was just about the most yummy thing I've ever wrapped my tonsils around. It was Charles Man sausage. And I want to tell you something. Pete Boss here, when I was done with the sausage, I had some of those delightful milk. That's the milk from Canada. And I want to tell you something. It says right on the box, tastes like homo. Tastes like homo. And when I was done, I went out and I had some ass play. Some ass play. So remember, if you're listening to the PBS show, just remember this right now. Enjoy a plate of Man-O-Man sausage. Wash it down with milk that tastes like homo. And then enjoy ass play.
That is funny.
Turn it back to the Tobacco Road voice, please, Rob.
There you go. And after you enjoy your sausage, how about a cigarette? I bet that Charles Man Oh Man sausage would be great if you smoked it. Smoke sausage, absolutely. Smoke it yourself by exhaling onto it. Nielsen, true taste, 2% milk. Tastes like homo. Nothing like the taste of homo. Why not just write on here? Tastes like ass. Let me say hi to Cherry. I don't know why I thought of her. Because of tobacco. Yes, of course.
Sausage.
Hi, Cherry. Good day. Good night to you. Goodbye, sir, from Sacramento. Goodbye. What are you doing? His voice is funny now. We will do Cancer Corner very soon. Goodbye. Bye.
Goodbye.
Hang up, please. Ah. Dumbass. Dumbass. Tastes like homo. Man, oh man. Those are some good country links. I want to try something. I want to do Charles Mann in black speak. Oh, no.
No.
Here we go again.
No, no.
Hello there. Hello there, Redskins. This am Charles Mann. Hello there.
Okay.
But when I do my commercials, I says, wow. This is Charles Mann. From Thurmont, Maryland. Mmm, that sausage. Delicious. Tastes like homos. Hello there. Mmm, that's good eating. We got a break, Mike. Okay. Turn it off, Rob. Rob, we could do this all day. Turn it off. Wow.
Turn it off. There you go. Okay.
Oh, all my right. God.
Okay.
You get us talking about food.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I thought it was going to be a better one than that. Nah, screw it. No, now I got to get it out. Damn it.
Nice.
Thank you.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Right, right.
They've got 15-pound balls. Ghost Geronimo and Pax O'Mara.
Here's Poison. They'll be here Friday.
Hey.
Live in the studio. Tomorrow on the show, the dog, French kissing contest.
I'm not saying anything.
You can't stop it, can you?
I just smell something.
All right.
I mean, I am not in any way exaggerating when I came. You heard what I said when I came around.
Piece of the sausage.
I said, who did that?
Let's get him out of the way. Bring him a piece of the sausage. Let me set up the... really, Joe, bring Mike the sausage. The Charles Mann sausage.
Don, all I'm telling you is what I smelled when I was coming in here.
Tomorrow, if you want to French kiss your dog, the best French kiss between human tongue and dog tongue wins $500 courtesy of Cox Cable of Northern Virginia.
And they're thrilled with us now.
Why?
Well, isn't that the commercial?
Yeah, we only played it about a million times.
Yeah, very good.
Free fun. The best choice for movies, sports, packages, and news with over 250 channels now available on the all-new Cox Digital Cable Service. Tomorrow, right up front, 11 o'clock when the show starts live on the East Coast at 11 o'clock, 8 o'clock on the West Coast.
Still taking entries?
Yep. If you're lucky enough to get us live on the West Coast, like in Portland and Seattle and in Spokane.
Spokane, Washington.
Las Vegas, where we're a morning show, all those cities. Starting right up front is where the people were going to be.
Do you kissing, smell that?
Kissing the dog. Now that you've mentioned it, yes, I do smell it.
Where is it?
It is in the producer's room. It's the Charles Mann sausage being microwaved.
Uh-huh. It's being cooked as we speak.
It's done.
It's done?
Well,
bring it in here.
Bring it in real fast, though, because I know,
I'm sorry.
We've got show, we've got
to get there. And I know you said we have to move forward, I can't help but notice the smell,
sure.
And I didn't know where it was coming from.
Would you, someone please bring Mike a piece of the Charles Mann sauce.
You're not going to sample?
No, thank you.
I'd like some.
Oh, no, fun. Thank you. Well, Buzz, you...
Sure. No, smaller than that.
You have a whole plate. Here you go.
A dish. Christ.
Wait, is this the mild or the spicy?
Well, one is mild and one is spicy. I'm not sure which. They got mixed up. But I had to make them in smaller links because it wouldn't cook.
Uh-huh. And Mike?
I'm going to try it.
It's,
yeah.
It's very good.
Lisa, you look like you're eating dog food. Why are you licking it?
Go ahead, try it, Lisa.
Why are you licking it?
Try the sausage.
Wow.
Wow.
What wow?
Don, you have to try a little piece.
Right.
Just, you have to. I mean, it's only fair. We've been talking about it for the whole show. You have
that's
to have
the
a
good taste that only comes from Thermon.
I see.
It's fresh.
It's got quite a texture.
Yeah, we're all kind of reacting the same way.
All
we're not.
The great reactions that I'm getting. Why would I want to eat something just when I've seen five other people eat it and make
I'm not
face.
Sure. The jury's, you know, if you had some eggs, you know.
Yeah, then maybe your teeth wouldn't bounce out of it.
All right.
Oh.
God, he loves
I'm
it.
I'm not kidding. I am not exaggerating. I had to spit it out immediately.
Not a sausage fan, are you?
Yes. I consider myself to be a sausage fan.
Very good.
I would imagine that product right there.
Right. What happened? Something spill?
Nothing at all.
Someone
was that that spilled?
Someone should call the FDA.
That looks like somebody vomited on the... did you vomit?
No, I didn't vomit.
That sure did taste like entrails to me.
Yeah, it's a byproduct. Well, that's what sausage
that's
is.
What they make
it's ground meat. Now I'm done. I'm sorry. I won't talk about it anymore.
Mike, it is Wednesday.
Wednesday.
And I'm going to tell you right now, if you go to get your USA Today, you're going to be disappointed.
Yeah, it's not the greatest.
Because Craig Wilson is writing about going to the hardware store, and the only funny parts we could find in the article is where he writes about nuts, of course.
Yes.
And men that he meets at the hardware store.
Of course.
All kinds of references to men. So, we are ready to go into our emergency Craig Wilson mode.
All right.
Ah. Are you ready?
Yes.
We break glass, and we pull off a best of Craig Wilson.
Best of CW.
Best of Craig Wilson. We were not on the air this day.
Mm-hmm.
This is the final word.
We haven't done this, have we?
No, we've not.
All right.
This is the one. We've saved this one. It was when the station had suspended us.
Mm-hmm.
And we have not read this one with you.
Very good.
It is from the 29th of May. Craig Wilson, the final word. Again, don't follow along in your USA Today or USAtoday.com.
This is one from back in May.
Because this is a best of.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a best of that we never... What? Will someone just tell me what the F happened over there?
Well, I couldn't see him. What happened, guys? What is the deal? What,
is everybody afraid to say because the engineers are going to get mad?
No. We just have to move on.
What happened over there?
The sausage yields a lot of natural succulent juices. And we left some of them behind.
They spilled cleaning some of the juices off
right
the sausage.
Succulent juices, Mike.
Succulent juices.
So smells like man.
Right now there might be some diodes, some capacitors, some electronic equipment that might be enjoying the good flavor of Charles Mann, Man-O-Man sausage. That's what might be happening.
Thermon.
To call this sausage lean would not be accurate.
Wow.
During the rendering... I mean, during the cooking process, there seems to be a lot of juice that got on the plate and that was poured off onto the console.
I'm sure they don't recommend the microwaving as the primary cooking of it.
Right. And right now it smells like a Texaco restroom in here.
Great on the grill.
It does. Come on, guys, I can't do the show with three people in front of me just cleaning.
We're almost done.
Okay.
They got it almost, it really made a mess.
It's actually conditioning the wood.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it's little oils.
Succulent oils.
Charles Mann pledge.
Okay.
All right, I think.
All done? We all cleaned up now?
We're getting there.
Sure.
We are getting there right now. Go, I think we can dive into this if you want. So you're distracted?
I can see right down Lisa's shirt.
Oh,
that's what it was. Oh.
When she was leaning over cleaning the console.
Absolutely.
Oh. Now you're yielding succulent juices.
You ready for the... All right, here's your bonus, Craig Wilson. We've broken the glass in case of emergency.
Very good.
He's written a column that's no good, so we're going to read one that we've never read to you before.
Very good.
From May 29th.
The Final Word by Greg Wilson.
Oddities forgiven, because Parisians love their shoes.
I was on vacation in Paris last week,
trying to forget,
taking in the wonders and the wine with my mother, 82, who carried an empty suitcase, and my partner, Jack, who had a full itinerary of museum visits planned. And on three were we.
There were a few skirmishes, but no casualties. After miles of walking, we all remained not only standing, but speaking. I consider any vacation where no one is murdered or left behind at a rest stop a success.
I have been to Paris before. First in high school, again as a college backpacker, and a few more times as an adult, finally liberated from the vin ordinaire and the prefix menus scrawled on the chalkboards at the bistro front door. But traveling with an octogenarian who had never been to the City of Light revealed a world unknown to me.
Paris remains glorious. The fountains were flowing. The window boxes were hemorrhaging geranium. Dogs were sleeping under cafe tables. And the French children running across the white pebbles of Luxembourg Gardens were as beautiful as ever.
Not that everything is perfect in Paris. As Mom was quick to point out, you only had to stare into the thimbleful of gin she was served every night to know that.
The orange juice was warm. I told her the French had gotten much better about ice, but she didn't believe it. Yogurt was plain and unsweetened. I told her it was the best way to have it, but she didn't believe that either. And the taxi drivers were maniacs.
Something we all actually did believe.
I assured her that taking a taxi in Paris, is just a little ride on the wild side. Something to be experienced. Like a roller coaster ride. Which may kill you, but probably won't.
Daily, she would ask about how many pedestrians I thought were killed in Paris every day.
Thousands, I would respond.
At least, she'd reply.
She was also perplexed about how Parisians just pull up on the sidewalk and park. Sometimes even at intersections. Cars everywhere. I told her she should call and talk to the police. She said she just might.
She did not find odd, however, the number of shoe stores per city block. There seemed to be more than I ever remembered. And again, it may have only seemed so because I went in every last one this time.
A shoeaholic who has yet to begin her 12-step program. Mom would announce hourly, "I have never seen so many beautiful shoes in my life." She had come to Paris only to find Lourdes.
I had to reset the music.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Final Word
by Greg Wilson.
The trend to bury pointy toes in the women's shoe world proved troublesome at first. But like Cinderella, a slipper finally fit. And Mommy happily put down her euros, doing her part to keep the French economy afloat.
Parisian women knew their shoes, she admitted. They also didn't wear track shoes, the American staple, which endeared Mom to them even more.
By week's end, sitting at the sidewalk cafes, she became a pro at picking Americans out of the passing crowd, pointing to them as if some exotic species.
"There's one," she'd say. "There's another."
Americans in Paris. Imagine that. Thank you, Gregory.
Final Word by Greg Wilson.
Craig, his partner Jack, and his 82-year-old mother going to shoe stores in Paris.
That was the break glass in case of emergency.
There it is.
Because we were not on the air the day that column was printed.
Right.
And the one today offered nothing. The column in today's newspaper offered absolutely nothing.
And if I can offer my favorite sentence, the window boxes were hemorrhaging geranium. Thank you so much. Wonderful Craig Wilson.
I love just the first paragraph. "The wonders of the wine with my mother, And my partner, Jack.
Hey, man.
What about him ragging on his mom about she likes to drink?
Yes.
Not everything is perfect in Paris, as mom was quick to point out. You only had to stare into the thimbleful of gin she would serve every night to know that.
It's like probably needs a bucket of gin to cope with Craig.
And feelings like back in Craig's hometown, they sit out on the porch and they're pointing at Craig and Jack and they go, there's one, there's one, there's another one.
The fountains were flowing. Dogs were sleeping under cafe tables. Isn't Paris glorious, Mother?
Yes, it is. How do you like it, Jack?
It's fine.
It's fine. It's fine, Mrs. Wilson.
Mrs. Wilson!
Craig doesn't, Jack. I'm upset for not having any quality time because your mom is here.
Well, just give her some more gin and she'll go away.
They just keep coming in thimblefuls.
Parisian. Ah, what a trip. What a nice vacation with his mother and his partner.
Want to go buy some shoes?
Every shoe store. You know, he was with her.
Right. Jesus Christ.
He's looking good on me.
How you, Craig? Hello. Hello, Don, on my show.
Hey, Craig was referring to some previous trips into Europe, and one was backpacking. I think he was hoping for a similar scene out of Deliverance.
Backpacking.
All right, goodbye. As a college backpacker, yes.
Yes, of course.
Been to Paris before.
The flower boxes were hemorrhaging geraniums.
Oh, my. Dogs sleeping. And the beautiful children.
Fountains flowing.
Shoe stores.
Mother.
Hey, milk tastes like homo.
Fantastic.
Okay, we're going to break. When we come back.
How about that sausage?
This is a special treat. It's not the Dynamite Newsmaker hotline.
Right.
But we do have a special satellite communication set up in a jail in California.
Right.
Right here. You can see the picture, Mike, in the tabloid.
Yes.
The headline screams, Robert Blake's Hell in a Cell.
Sure. Not doing well.
No. Robert Blake, his hair has turned gray.
Right.
Because he's not allowed to dye it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, he dyed it black when he was out.
Sure.
He continually rants and raves about his arrest until he breaks into body-racking sobs.
Yeah, very upset.
Wow. He often has full-fledged conversations and arguments with himself.
Yee.
And he has terrible nightmares that are keeping his cellmates awake.
Yeah, he's making quite a racket in jail.
Sure. And he has also lost 22 pounds.
Man, that's a shame. Man, he's light as a feather.
We're going to go live to the jail in California with Robert Blake.
Very good.
In just a moment.
Thanks a lot, Don.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Say sausage.
There ain't no way that I'm going to get out of the jail. This is really a real quagmire that got me in here. I'm in quite a fix.
Now, do you have your cockatoo there?
I got the cockatoo, one of them right over here in the corner. No, don't be squawking. I said I'm doing one of them. There you go. I told you to shut up the first time. Man, I want my mother. I want my mother bad. You don't understand, Don. They got me in here in a cell, and I'm just going squirrely bats. There ain't no... I don't even get a chance to get out of here and go out to enjoy the food that I like so bad.
What kind of food?
Yeah, the Italian foods. You know, like the ziti's and stuff like that. I tell you right now, this is a mother fodder, and I'd like to... I got another of my backup birds. Hold on. Let me just get my... There you go. Are you dead yet? And the TV sucks in here. Yeah, hold on. Shut the hell up.
How is it?
And you... How about the coup de grace right in your little... bird head there.
Oh. You have birds and you're carrying a gun while you're in prison.
They let me have it because I keep the bird population in control. They're worse than the rabbits as far as the way that they're mating. They reproduce like crazy. They're crazy motherfuckers. Man, oh man. How you doing? You calling me from Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, it says...
How's your weather?
The tabloid, you're going crazy.
I'm not. I'm just crying a lot because I'm broken up about being in here. I can't go out to any of the restaurants I like so bad. And it really, it's just pissing me off. I'm lying on this little piece of rock that they call a mattress when I'd really like to be on a feather mattress with maybe a feather pillow. Hey, look, I'm not getting no patience with you. Take that. Yeah. That's an extra one to grab. There.
Take that. Take that. I tell you right now, I'm just a mess. I'm a shell of my former self. And my hair's practically, I'm looking like effing Phil Donahue here.
You know, it says your gray hair has returned because you're not allowed to dye it. It's usual black.
I can't dye my hair there. They don't let me add any of the chemicals. They think what I'm going to do is drink the chemicals, you know, just to drink them right down. And I tell you, this is really a pain in the ass. I got some celebrities that came to visit me, though.
Who came to see you?
And a lady used to be Miss America, Lee Merriweather. She came down here, and that guy from Beaver, Jerry Matters, he came down to see me, too. And also the lady from Family Ties, Tina Yoders. Tina Yoders dropped over here, too. Hey, I heard you were enjoying some of that man-old-man sausage. Could you send me some? They make that in Termon. That's good stuff.
Has anybody ever pointed out to you the problem you have with a word that has a letter... TH, for instance, I'm going to the word.
They're going to leave me in here until I wither on the vine. And then I'm just going to float away, and there ain't going to be nothing left in me at all. I'm just going to be a shell of my former self. I'm just going to be sitting there.
Say the word feathers.
Fetters.
No. You say it feathers.
You say it the way you got it, pal. I'm in jail with my hair turning snow white. I'm starting to look like the Pope. And you're complaining about the way I talk. That's just a coup de grace. It makes me so mad, I'm going to shoot another bird. Die. Oh, there are feathers floating all over the cell. There's another one. There's blood and feathers. That's all I got around here, man. I just want to get out and watch TV. Shut the hell up, you stupid. There it is. I'm going nuts down. I'm crying like a little bambino. I don't mind telling you. I want to get out and I want to go back to the restaurants I like so bad. I want to watch my TV shows. I just can't stand it anymore. I want to go home and I want to watch the HBO. Watch that show I like so bad.
What's that?
Band of Brothers. Man, this is killing me right now.
Band of Brothers.
The Sopranos are good, too. I like them. They're pretty good, too.
Now, what about the...
I want to watch the news, too, you know, with Dan Rather. Is there any chance I could do that? What the hell are you doing? You're laughing at me. I'm pathetic. I know that. I got a pathetic way of looking at everything. It's really... So there. I'm pathetic. I understand just how pathetic. You don't need to bother with me, man. Just let me wither on the vine because I'm so damn pathetic. Nobody gives a damn about Blake.
What about the nightmares you're having that are keeping you awake and keeping your cellmates awake?
I'll tell you all about it. Okay, you want to hear the dream that keeps me up at night there now?
Yeah.
This is the Robert Blake dream.
Okay.
This is the bad dream that I got there.
Okay.
That really keeps me all wet to bed all night long.
Wow.
I tell you, I'm in a movie theater.
Okay.
And I'm sitting there in this movie theater, you know, and sitting in front of me are the Smothers Brothers. And they're sitting there, and they're in a tub in the seat in front of me, and they're getting themselves all lathered up. They got all this soap and lather all over them, and they're scrubbing each other, and then one pulls out a gun, and he aims it right at me, and he said, "Let me tell you, brother, I'm going to blow your fat head off, Blake, because you killed that girl, and you're going to die." And then I wake up with my own urine on the bed, and it's scary as hell. And that's the name of that tune.
Wow.
Let me kill this bird. They don't even have a movie theater in here. Do you believe that crap? I got to sit in the jail and cry like a baby to even get a little bit of water. And they walk up to me and they say, "You think you're a big fancy movie star? No, you're not. You're a piece of crap. You killed somebody. And that's the name of that tune."
Yeah,
that's so upsetting to me.
Hey, are you anybody's bitch yet?
Yeah, there's a guy that looks like Apollo Creed in here. Looks just like Carl Weathers. And he takes me every time I'm out in the yard. Because I'm a small guy and I'm not as strong as I used to be. And that was my gray hair.
It says you lost 22 pounds.
I lost 22 pounds. I can't fight him off. He takes me and he puts, he butters me up. And then he likes to say, "Toss my salad." And then he butters himself up and he puts, whatever we have for breakfast in the morning, syrup or jelly. And he says, "Go on, Blake, eat it right there. Put your face right down there, and I got to put it down there, man. If you don't think that's bad, brother, that's the name of that tune. Having to eat that type of thing, do you know what that does to my man's dignity? That destroys a man's dignity, brother. I tell you, if my mother or father were alive to see that, they'd be rolling over in their graves. I tell you, Mitch, I'm just glad they give me a small caliber revolver to kill you. Thank you. Oh, man, I tell you, it sucks. What a bird. That's the only good eating they got in here, though, basically, because the rest of the food tastes like leather. Just like a leather shoe or a leather belt. I tell you, man, it's really nasty. Man, I hate the weather out here, too, you know? It's sweaty, and I don't get to see daylight. It really sucks, man. I'm very upset. Sure could use some of that man-o-man sausage. Is there any chance you could just smuggle me in a link or two? I sure love the breakfast links. There ain't nothing I like more than them breakfast links. I used to go down to this restaurant I like to eat breakfast at that I like so bad. And I'd sit down there and they'd say, Mr. Blake, I sure did like Beretta. How'd you like your eggs? And I'd say, I like them scrambled. And then they'd shove it over there and I'd just eat it, brother.
You ever think about killing your wife at that place?
I tell you, I'd like to do that right now. I'd like to take it all back. I had nothing to do with that. Huh. I'm an innocent man who's going to go to the chair. They're going to hang me just like when I was in that movie Cold Blood. They're going to hang me from the highest letter strap and just let me dangle back and forth, brother. And then my father and mother's memory will be desecrated and Blake's sitting here and he's still cockatoo son of a bitch. Oh, look at this little foot blew off. There you go. There. Damn. Damn. Damn that bird. You ain't Mother Goose anymore. And the TV sucks here, I tell you right now.
You mentioned that. You'll get HBO.
That's why I get the Knight Batters. I got the Smother Brothers, Band of Brothers on HBO I can't see. And then the Father Dowling Mysteries. That's all they let me watch in here. And I don't even get Dan Rather. That really pisses me off. I'm running out of TH words.
Robert, thank you for your time. Is there a message you'd like to leave America with?
Yeah, if there's somebody that can come into my jail cell, somebody that's got the right attitude and the right thinking American, I want them to know I'm dying in here, and I'd rather be dead than die in this cell. And I sure would like you to come by and visit me, and you bring in a giant oversized feather pillow.
Okay.
And then smother me with that mutter fodder. Okay? You understand? And keep these birds out of the way, you bad bastard. I like your show, though, and I sure like that bib with the sausages. And I'll stand by you through thick and thin. You got me there, pal?
Yeah.
That's the name of that tune.
Thank you, Robert Blake.
Hey, is that your newsman you're bringing in there?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing here, Buzz?
Hi, Mr. Blake. How are you?
Fantastic.
Good to see you.
Oh, man, I liked him when he was on Father Knows Best.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Yeah, that's Buzz.
He made it up.
Look at my gray hair there, Buzz.
Yeah, look at that.
That's the name of that tune, brother.
What is your lead story on the news in the comments today?
Well, we know Robert Blake has one. The question today is, will pilots get guns?
How about will this bird live? I guess the answer to that is a negative, huh?
All right, stay tuned, everyone.
Stay tuned for news and comments.
Producing comments coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. Robert, that was very...
Man, oh man, professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
I'll tell you this right now.
Adding up to here with the likes of you people.
Right.
Ignorant, ignorant, ignorant. The Don and Mike Show.
We got 26 people and their dogs signed up already.
That is going to be one fantastic show tomorrow.
For tomorrow's show, the dog French kissing contest.
You still have time to call
877-365-3636. Sign yourself and your dog up. Tomorrow, humans and dogs.
Yeah.
Kissing with their tongues.
All right.
On the Don and Mike Show. Now here is
Buzz Gurley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. Well, even though they're all Republicans, the president and some key lawmakers are on a collision course over the topic of arming airline pilots with guns. The White House is against the idea, but the leaders in the Republican-controlled House of Representatives are for it. Today, they're considering a plan that could arm more than 1,000 pilots over the next 2 years. They say it would keep airline pilots and passengers from being sitting ducks for terrorists.
You know who should really arm?
Who?
Stas Murphy.
Yeah, a good place
all
to start.
Right. That's worth legislation.
Thank you, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, Don Geronimo right here.
He'll be here all week.
FBI agents met with NFL executives yesterday to talk about the terrorist threats against football stadiums.
Wow!
Commissioner Tagliabue was there after the Bureau got information that terrorists had downloaded stadium diagrams from Indianapolis and St. Louis. The FBI says the website info was downloaded by members of a radical Islamic group.
Radical!
A warrant may be issued today for the arrest of Philadelphia 76er star Allen Iverson. Police say they'd let Iverson turn himself in if that warrant is issued.
Yo, yo.
But they are recommending the DA hit the NBA star with about 10 charges, including assault, threats, and various firearms violations. They say he threatened two young men with a gun in West Philadelphia last week. Iverson has no gun permit, at least not in Pennsylvania. The Sixers have already released a statement of support for the man they're planning to pay nearly $12.5 million next year. Iverson was reportedly looking for his bride of 11 months after they'd had an argument. He reportedly threw her out. She reportedly left with Allen's cousin.
Did they check Giant?
No.
Maybe she was buying Charles man-on-man sausages.
Wow! Well, my guess was correct. Sharon Osbourne had colon cancer surgery last week. The 49-year-old wife of Ozzy got treated in time. Doctors say the cancer was caught in its very early stages. They still aren't saying where she's hospitalized, nor what her official condition is. Ozzy resumes his concert tour Wednesday in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Sharon is credited with not only seeing Ozzy through his darkest addiction days, also with reviving his career after Black Sabbath.
Good luck, Sharon.
No ass play for Ozzy.
No way.
Not for a while. A Minnesota governor, Jesse Ventura, won't be back out of the hospital after all today.
I ain't coming out.
He went in yesterday. They're holding him a few days longer. The former wrestler had a blood clot in his lung that was treated this week with blood thinners.
They're waiting for me to fart.
He's said to be in stable condition and in good spirits. You got to do that or they won't let you go.
You have apple juice?
I got tons of this stuff.
I bet he did.
He won't let me out until I fart.
Right.
Let me fart. God, let me fart.
I've said that prayer.
And where's my sausage?
A pulmonary embolism ended.
Oh, man.
Pulmonary embolism ended Ventura's wrestling career in the mid-80s. Back then, he spent 6 days in intensive care for it.
Help me.
Two cops in Oklahoma City have been caught on video beating an unarmed 50-year-old man, but there's more to this story. The beating was taped by one Brian Bates, who calls himself a video vigilante. He's been taping illegal sexual activity lately and giving the tapes to the police. Monday,
you're a goddamn genius!
Monday, he called 911 after seeing a man pick up a woman downtown and then take her to a church parking lot where the two performed what he calls a lewd act. But then Bates taped the officers who showed up using what he says is excessive force.
It'll be money. As he goes, you should get those tapes, you should sell those tapes.
Yeah, right. He does.
I saw a thing on when we were on vacation. I saw, this is a great thing about the news. It was Fox Philadelphia. I don't know what the number is, but it was the Fox station in Philadelphia, the 10 o'clock news. And they were doing a whole thing about the bum fights.
Yes.
About
right.
The guys in Vegas who get the bums.
Yeah, and they videotape, put it on a website, right?
And no, they sell
the videotapes.
They sell the VHS tapes.
They're millionaires.
And not only do they get these guys drunk and like offer to buy them a Big Mac if they will beat each other up, they get them to do like jackass stuff, like jump off balconies.
I saw the guy interviewed that did this, and the guy's like a total scumbag that did it, but it's hysterically funny.
And the station in Philadelphia, they're saying, this is awful, this is irreprehensible, there's no way you could. And meanwhile, they're showing the clips of it.
Yeah, they're using it to get their ratings up.
And while they're showing the clips, I'm sitting around with a group of Frieda's family, and we're laughing our asses off.
Right.
And at the very end, they say, sad. You know, the anchor shakes his head and goes, sad. and the bimbo next to him goes, very sad. What was that web address again? and the guy seriously says, www.bumfights.com. Right. It's really sad what's happening in America.
Ask Sick Is Dead.
That address again
is www.hypocrisy.com.
That's right.
But I'm telling you, the tape looked fantastic.
Yeah, they had that on Dan Ratter also last week. Actor Will Smith says he and his children are being stalked by a disgruntled former employee. He says Mike Cooley is also demanding money to keep quiet about the Smith personal life.
Cooley, isn't that what they my mom and dad used to call our asses.
You're Cooley.
Is your Cooley okay? How about your what thing?
I got sick Cooleys.
Yesterday, Will and his wife Jada Pinkett Smith asked for a restraining order against the former caretaker. They say the last straw was when Cooley approached their kids in a local park.
Oh, man.
That's not good.
Cool. He doesn't understand that, too, because parents just don't understand.
How's your Cooley?
Your Cooley.
My mommy says, is your Cooley burning? How's your wet thing?
My wet thing is dripping and my Cooley's burning. Then you have to get to a hospital.
I've been eager to get to this story, and it's built day after day. Here's where we are now. Michael Jackson is accusing the recording industry of a racism conspiracy. He says he even heard one executive at Sony use the N-word. Quoting Michael...
Well, that's impossible. He's white.
Quoting Michael, the companies really do conspire against the artist, especially the black artist. They steal, they cheat, they do everything they can.
Listen, Michael, you want to start a whole racist thing?
Mm-hmm.
Dye your skin back to the original color.
Amen.
Then I'm going to buy this argument that you're the poor, oppressed black man.
Right.
Because
right.
right now, you're a skinny, Pinocchio-faced white marionette.
Rich guy who has a few dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The 43-year-old Jackson, who's been recording since he was a young child, spoke to Al Sharpton's Digs in New York Saturday. He was also flanked by O.J. Simpson lawyer Johnny Cochran at the time. Jackson accused Sony executive Tommy Mottola. Don't you black and white me. As being mean, racist, and very, very devilish.
Who's that, Buzz?
This is Michael Jackson called Tommy Mottola mean, racist, and very, very devilish.
Well, we have Tommy Mottola right here.
I'm Tommy Mottola. Who the frig are you?
We're just doing a show here. I mean, why are you getting so upset?
I'm Tommy Mottola.
What do you think about Mariah Carey?
Hi, everyone. Tommy Mottola. Let me tell you about that one-faced bitch, Mariah Carey.
You don't like her anymore, do you, Tommy?
Tommy, only shoot my videos from the right side. Only shoot my videos from the right side.
Well, who do you think you are?
I'm Tommy Mottola. And look where she is now. She's in the loony bin.
Yeah, she's had a real rough time of it, and Glitter was not a big success.
Because I'm Tommy Mottola. And hey, little Pinocchio fag. Shut your mouth.
Well, who are you to tell him to shut up?
I'm Tommy Mottola, God damn it.
After the news conference, Jackson circled the block on a double-decker bus, chanting with the crowd, "Down with Tommy Mottola." But now, Al Sharpton's backing away from Jackson's attack, saying his experiences with Mottola have all been positive.
He's a good man. You know who else is a good man?
Who else?
Charles. This is Tommy Mottola from Man on Sausage. Oh, man. Christ, even the one-faced bitch Mariah loves it.
Now, earlier this week, Sonny responded with one executive saying Jackson's hurt his own career, especially with the charges of pedophilia. Now, Jackson's firing back, quoting him, "I was called a freak, a homosexual, a child molester, that I bleached my skin, everything to turn the public against me."
He did all those things, Buzz.
And he says the record industry did this after, quote, "I broke Elvis's record and the Beatles' record in sales." He says this just proves his conspiracy theory.
Well, who are you to argue with him?
I'm Tommy Mottola, goddammit. Mariah, you one-faced bitch.
Pinocchio fag.
Pinocchio fag.
Who'd win in a fight between Superman and Batman?
Superman.
We'll probably never really know, but Warner Brothers is planning to make a movie called Batman versus Superman.
I've heard about this, and I'm opposed to this.
Yeah.
Because it's impossible. There's no way Batman beats Superman.
No.
No way.
I don't see how.
Superman is Superman.
He's the Man of Steel.
Well, if Batman got himself the right amount of kryptonite,
no.
They usually work together.
No, but Superman...
If Batman conspired with Lex Luthor...
Superman... is unbeatable.
That's right.
Superman versus anybody, unbeatable.
Mm-hmm.
But Superman doesn't have a sidekick like Robin the Boy Wonder.
Robin's a fag.
Yeah, but he's there. That's all that really matters.
The movie set for release in 2004. No actors have been chosen yet.
You get really serious about that.
I'm sorry. Listen, in a fight, Superman beats anybody.
No.
Mike, shut up. I am serious about that. Mm-hmm. Superman beats Spider-Man. He beats the Fantastic Four. He beats the Hulk. He beats anybody. He beats Batman, and I love Batman more than Superman.
What about Stretch?
Stretch who?
Armstrong.
Stretch Armstrong. That was a toy.
He's playing. Oh, sorry. What?
Plastic Man is
Plastic Man. No. Yeah. Superman beats them all.
That's
Aquaman.
Right.
Aquaman?
Superman is the man.
What about the Green Hornet?
Green Hornet's a fag.
All right.
Superman's the man.
Really? I saw you, but you don't have Superman's tattoo on your shoulder.
No, but I'm saying I am a Batman fan first, but okay. If you're asking me who is the most powerful superhero ever,
right.
It's Superman.
Well, talk to me after the movie comes out.
Actor Larry Hagman says he doesn't want to be frozen like Ted Williams unless it's in the form of a pastry.
Hey, Jeannie.
The former star of Dallas and I Dream of Jeannie says, quote, "When I die, I want my friends to eat me. I want to be fed through a wood chipper, spread over a wheat field, and then have a cake baked from the crop for my pals to munch on."
That's great.
Hagman says he'd also like some marijuana in the cake mix. Quoting again, because it makes people so much less violent than booze.
Way to go, Larry.
Hold on there, Buzz. You're right. We have to break. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike Radio Gods.
Yeah.
Video Joe from Seattle.
Hi there.
Just wanted to chime in that on the whole Batman Superman controversy there.
Yeah.
Frank Miller, who's done the Dark Knight series, has addressed this issue twice, and each time Batman kicked ass.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, it's all in the kryptonite, buddy.
Yeah, see, I mentioned the kryptonite.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
He refers
to Superman as a glorified Boy Scout.
Mm. All right, thank you.
That's cool.
Thank you.
See, Batman would fight dirtier. Right?
Yeah.
After. I mean, if we're talking about ethics, Batman would go dirty.
Yeah, and Batman would use, like, technology. And he's smarter.
All Superman has to do is see Batman coming and use his vision to set him on fire.
Not if Batman sneaks up on him with a big satchel full of kryptonite.
Utility belt full.
We'll never know. Utility belt has kryptonite in it.
Yeah. Okay. Now that's
what if the belt is made out of kryptonite?
Ooh. Of all you guys, I'm the only one taking it seriously. It's funny to all of you. It's serious to me.
I know. Foolish us.
Goddamn serious to me. Excuse me, Mike. We'll devote the next segment to sausage again. I'll eat some more Charles Mann sausage.
Yay!
Okay, we'll be back. Buzz, hold on tight.
All right. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Are you stupid or something?
Totally devoid of butt weevils. The Don and Mike Show.
Thank God. All right. So speak for yourself. Here's Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. In sports, the Washington Wizards are signing their first round draft picks today. Jared Jeffries is signing a 3-year deal worth between $4 and $5 million. Guard Juan Dixon also gets a 3-year deal. His worth between $3 and $4 million.
Juan Dixon, we'll see.
Former Washington Redskins wide receiver Michael Westbrook is now a Bengal. Cincinnati signed him yesterday to a $4.5 million contract. Westbrook was injured during much of his stay here. The team also felt he was underperforming, but he felt the team was underusing him.
Right.
We're getting some kind of CB interference whenever the name Michael Westbrook is mentioned.
I don't know what that is.
Nor do I.
Finally, I can tell your fortune, but I'm going to have to feel your naked buttocks. That's the mantra of a German psychic who says he can read people's futures by feeling their bottom.
Hi, I'm a German psychic, and I can actually enjoy feeling your buttocks while I tell you the future.
39-year-old...
What a horrible thing to say.
I'm sorry, Bruno.
39-year-old Ulf Buck, who's legally blind, says buttocks have lines like those on the palm of the hand.
Yeah.
And like palm reading, he says cheek reading can reveal a lot about your character and your destiny.
What a horrible thing to say.
The problem is what's at the end of the line.
He says anyone can do this, really. He says an apple-shaped, muscular bottom belongs to someone who is charismatic, dynamic, very confident, and often creative.
I won't be able to tell you your future until I touch the starfish.
Are we discussing ass play?
Yes. Yes, we are.
There it is again. It just kind of slid right.
Ass play.
He also says, quote, "I do not feel bottoms for my own pleasure. My wife is quite beautiful." I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Nutty crowd. Tomorrow for the big French kissing contest with the dog.
Fantastic. Yeah.
And also, tomorrow is it
I forgot the guy's name. From Nikki Sixx from Motley Crue.
Huh?
Tomorrow. And Mike?
Yes, yes, Don.
Are you ready?
What?
See the card Lisa just handed me?
No, I did not.
Booked as a guest on Monday's show. Dick Smothers.
Oh, I am very, very psyched.
Wow.
I love the Smothers Brothers.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. We got to go. We will see you tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. Wow.
And you.
Wow.
And you.
Wow.
Okay.
Toodaloo.
Ass.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.